Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the SEEK Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine is a program about the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. We put those all together for you each weekend, and you can participate. You can come directly into the doctor's office, even on a weekend when it's hard to reach your primary care practitioner for advice. 877-726-8255. We're here for all and sundry natural therapies, high-tech medications, or your comments on what's going on in the health scene. 877-726-8255. And it's a beautiful weekend, and it's a great opportunity for exercise, especially over the summer. We tend to ramp up our exercise, and I've been doing that in preparation for a triathlon. I've been swimming and biking and running. And so the question comes up, does all that additional exercise make a difference? And that's a controversial proposition. It's one thing to exercise because it feels good or you have a sense of accomplishment, but is there a threshold beyond which all that extra exercise makes no difference or even can cause harm? And that's a particular concern to me and perhaps to some of you who are active, especially those of you who are in the post-50 generation. Because active seniors are part of the scene. So let's take a dive on that subject. Other things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about monkeypox. We're going to talk about a study in the New England Journal of Medicine, which suggests that vitamin D supplementation is worthless. We should stop testing, and we should stop taking vitamin D. That's the conclusion of a widely publicized study, and we'll do a deep dive on that subject in just a few moments. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's get started on the exercise theme. Headline here, walking 7,000 steps a day can cut the risk of heart disease. That sounds like an ambitious proposition, but at a brisk pace, it takes the average person about 70 minutes to complete 7,000 steps. And according to this new study, taking 7,000 steps a day, which is easy to measure because many devices will do that. Now the Apple Watch will do that along with other fitness devices, the Garmin and so on. And you can document your steps, and some of these devices are pretty economical. You can get them for $100 or so to calculate your daily activities. So the study examined a group of adults between 38 and 50 who took at least 7,000 steps daily. That's about 3 miles. And that's doable. That's doable for most people. And they discovered that these individuals were much less likely to die over the next decade. Check it out. Mortality rates among both white and black participants fell by 63 and 70% respectively compared to their sedentary peers. Now, you might say, correlation is not causation because If you are exceedingly debilitated, you won't be able to do that. And if you're debilitated, you're at higher risk for dying. So this just means that the people who are able to exercise are less likely to die. But there actually have been some intervention studies. An analysis in Norway discovered that increasing the step count for sedentary individuals reduced death rates among unfit groups by up to 57%. And there's some earlier studies in the U.S. that found that just 4,000 steps a day, that's a couple of miles, reduced mortality by around 30%. So what I say here is that when it comes to reducing the risk of heart disease and reducing the risk of dying, which is, after all, right, the most important statistic, exercise is kind of an 80-20 proposition. And by that I mean 20% of the exercise will get you 80% of the benefit. But according to a new study, and this is a reassuring study for me because, you know, what's the point of all that extra exercise and exertion unless you like it? And I do like it. I get a sense of accomplishment. I feel it's a stress buster. I feel fit and relaxed after exercising. I sleep better. It turns out that exceeding those standard exercise guidelines boosts survival. So the bottom line is that Americans are advised to do a minimum of 150 to 300 minutes a week of moderate exercise, or 70 to 150 minutes a week of vigorous exercise. And I would fit into the latter category by a factor of maybe 5, because during the average week I might exercise 12, 15 hours or more at a high level of intensity by swimming, biking, running, or sometimes doing some resistance exercise in the gym. So the big study, results from more than 100,000 U.S. adults followed for 30 years. That's a great study because you don't want to, you know, you're not going to see much if you follow people for 2, 3, 4 years. Adults who reported completing 4 times the minimum recommended activity levels. Remember, that's 150 to 300 minutes a week of moderate exercise or 75 to 150 minutes a week of vigorous exercise. These folks completed 4 times the minimum recommended activity levels. They found that there was indeed a benefit. What they found is that those fitting in 2 to 4 times the recommended minimum had a 28 to 38% lower risk for cardiovascular disease mortality, heart attacks, strokes, and a 26 to 31% lower risk for all-cause mortality. With a caveat, the mortality benefit appeared to plateau with 600 minutes per week of moderate physical exercise that showed that there was no additional benefit. Now, as to harm, some studies have suggested that long-term high-intensity exercise like marathons, triathlons, which I do, and long-distance cycling, which I do, but, you know, I'm not, you know, doing centuries, which is like 100-mile, you know, Tour de France-type efforts, may be associated with an increased risk of atrial fibrillation or coronary artery calcification and sudden cardiac death. But there's a problem with these studies because these studies don't look at people necessarily who exercise sensibly. They, according to an analysis, they capture a mix of people who chronically exercise at high levels and then those who do it sporadically, like weekend warriors, which possibly could be harmful. So in this study, they looked at consistent long-term activity and saw that there was no harm. In fact, there was a benefit. So this study should be reassuring to those of you who endeavor to stay fit at a higher level. But remember, any level of physical activity, whatever your triathlon is, you know, whether it's, you know, walking the dog for a mile or two at a leisurely pace, there are distinct benefits, and you get most of the benefits with moderate exercise. You want to take it up a little, take it up a notch, fine. You will get additional benefits, but you don't have to be a master's athlete doing all kinds of incredible feats of endurance to achieve most of the benefits. It's an 80-20 proposition. 20% of the exertion will get you 80% of the benefits, and then you want that additional 20%, go for it. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your phone calls. We want you to participate in today's show. Call us with questions or comments. This is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, and you can record a question. But we have a live caller right now. His name is Scott. How you doing?
Hi. Hi, doctor.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm nervous now. I wanted
don't
to
worry,
know
we're how, just we're just having a conversation, just you and me. So don't worry about it. It's like, sorry, you know, nobody listens to this program. You know that we have zero audience, so no sweat. It's just you and me talking on the phone.
I've been listening to you for so many years.
That's great to hear.
The question is, you know, there's like, even listening to your shows, statins. Some people, you should never take a statin, and maybe you have some other opinion. My situation is, my cholesterol has always been on that borderline high, 200, let's just say, with maybe a good ratio. I don't know exact numbers. But now, 2 years ago, I got one of those CT cardiac scans. And I had a high calcium score in two arteries, like 300 and 300, so combined 700. At that time, they wanted to do like a cath, but I said, nah, forget about it. I'm not really having any symptoms or anything, and my regular doctor agreed.
Yeah, well, I think that's actually a judicious decision, Scott, because the problem with, you know, having tests like that is that, the test may reveal, some a little narrowing or something like that. And before you know it, often they put in a stent, because when you sign the consent form, when you get that done, you might wake up and say, oh, well, we fixed it all up for you. Well, something that you didn't need fixed. And studies show that stents only prevent death in people who actually have active heart disease. They have, severe shortness of breath, limited walking ability before they have chest pain, what's called angina. So unproven that these stents prevent anything. So anyway, that was a judicial decision.
So 2 years
with your
later,
doctor.
Now I'm thinking that I am having symptoms of some angina. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking it, but now it's just like, hey, of course they prescribed me statin, my doctor, and they have me saying, listen, stop messing around. Let's go and look to see if you have a blockage, an angiogram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm saying, now 2 years later, I think I'm gonna schedule it, and they're not gonna do it. I'm gonna end up with a stent. But that's my opinion. But like statins, should I be taking the statin just knowing what I was prescribed?
Let me weigh in on this. Look, I'm not inalterably opposed to statins. I just think that they're applied too frequently to cases where people simply have high cholesterol, but they have no plaque. So I have in front of me an article. It's a classic article entitled "Lack of an Association or an Inverse Association Between Low-Density Lipoprotein Cholesterol and Mortality in the Elderly." And unfortunately, what they define as elderly is over 60, and I presume you are likely to be over 60. merely because you had high, merely because you had high cholesterol is not a reason to be on a statin, but it's been demonstrated now that you have some degree of plaque, and that could be dangerous. And so you're having some symptoms. It could be heartburn. It could be anxiety. You know, we don't know. Deconditioning because you're breathless when you exercise. But it could also be a heart-related problem. So in this case, an angiogram is warranted, and you plan to get one. Statins can help people who are at high risk. And you may be at high risk given your plaque score and the forthcoming results of the angiogram. And we don't know what the symptoms you're experiencing represent, but they may represent some compromise of your circulation of the heart. And so statins could play a role here. But where I depart from the consensus is simply to give everyone with high cholesterol statin drugs to lower them, because studies suggest, and this freaks out some of my patients, they have very high cholesterol, but we discover they have no plaque. So there's no point in going on a statin drug, and I argue against it. But in your case, I'm leaning towards saying, go for it. But when you do,
no, I read all of the articles, and I thought that maybe that's what you thought. But hey, I tried that call, and I got on. Thank you very much.
So I'm sort of like the say it ain't so doc, you know, for a lot of people, or the Supreme Court, the court of last appeal. When people don't want to go on medication, and sometimes have to say, hey, you know, sorry, but I can't get you off the hook, because indeed there's a rationale for you to do something. All right, speaking of things that help the cardiovascular system, cocoflavanols have been shown to reduce blood pressure and arterial stiffness in a real-life study. This is yet another study, because we talked about the COSMOS study recently that showed that cocoflavanols, the active ingredient in pure cocoa, can help brain function and can also help cardiovascular circulation. This is the first study of its kind in which researchers set out to investigate the use of flavanols, a compound found in cocoa, in lowering blood pressure and arterial stiffness. So this is not, you know, brain disease. This is not heart disease. This is about blood pressure. And what they found is that the cocoflavanols indeed help to lower blood pressure and reduce the stiffness of the arteries. And that's what, when they talk about hardening the arteries, that's what they're talking about. Your arteries become stiff, less compliant, and cocoflavanols can help. In a moment, we'll tell you how you can get a hold of them. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long. With the latest frozen Fanta flavor. What flavor is it, you ask? That's the mystery you'll have to solve. Go to a participating Burger King restaurant, try the new mystery frozen Fanta, and have fun with your family and friends trying to figure it out. Whether you're just headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try this chilling, thrilling new mystery flavor for just $1 plus tax. Your refreshment is guaranteed. The new mystery frozen Fanta flavor. What is it? Try to solve the mystery for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoflavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, just talking about the benefits of high flavanol cocoa when it comes to cardiovascular disease, brain disease, and now a new study suggesting that it can help high blood pressure. So does that mean, you know, eat high test chocolate ice cream with impunity, or go out and snarf a bunch of Mars bars or Snickers? Well, that's not going to work, because you really need a product that delivers high flavanol cocoa in an absorbable, bioavailable form. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But 877-726-8255, got a call from Camilla. Is that the correct pronunciation of your name, Camilla, or is it Carmella?
It's Camille.
Oh, Camille. Okay.
Yes, I was going to say, is that me? Now, this is I had a bone density test, and my spine is a T score of minus 3.8.
There's
the neck, and
that's
the
bad.
Other is a minus two and a minus 2.2.
Okay. So, excuse me. Hold on for a second. So, what that says is that your spine is highly vulnerable to fracture. That's
a
pretty bad score.
Yes, and I had a fracture recently.
Ah, bingo. So, you know, we don't even have to prognosticate. You've actually demonstrated that you're high risk. So you had a spinal compression fracture.
Yes.
Painful.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, it's better now. But the thing is, they want me to go on to, you know, medications. I don't want to take the medications because they have so many side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So my, you know, my question to you is, could I do something else? Now, I have been taking, you know, calcium, all the regular kind of things for quite a while, and I also had taken, what do you call it, I've forgotten the name of that other one, you know, and so that my spine hadn't been too bad until this last time.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have breast cancer 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you take chemo?
No, nothing. I had breast cancer, and then I did nothing else.
So the question has to do. I think you're leading to a question about estrogen.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, do you think estrogen might be a good, you know, another something else that I could take?
Okay. So let me address that. You've already had a spinal fracture. That's predictive of subsequent additional spinal fractures. Your score in the spine is very poor. And I'm going to begin to sound like a shill for the pharmaceutical industry because they just told the previous caller that he probably should go ahead and take a statin. And I'm going to tell you that you should take one of those potent anti-osteoporosis medications. Usually they're injectable, either Prolia something that is a bisphosphonate, an injectable bisphosphonate. Because you're at high risk for fracture. Now, estrogen, well, first of all, is somewhat contraindicated because you had breast cancer, although years after a mild brush with breast cancer, it's less likely that the estrogen is going to trigger another breast cancer. But estrogen is not that potent at reversing bone loss. What it'll do is it'll slow bone loss. So a lot of women starting estrogen maybe in their 50s, they can slow their progression towards osteoporosis. But once you have, you know, severe bone loss, just taking estrogen alone isn't going to repair your bone. So if I were your doctor, and in the sense I'm taking that role here on this phone call, I would recommend that you take something like Reclast or Prolia, which are strong bone builders, and yes, they have potential side effects, but yeah, it's a risk-benefit equation. You're at high risk for fracture. I wouldn't take them if it was, you know, a little minor bone loss, a little osteopenia. Don't take these powerful medications with potential side effects for no good reason. But you got a lot of bone loss, and you might be at risk for, you know, you end up looking like the Hunchback of Notre Dame if you have multiple spinal compression fractures, and that's no picnic going forward in life.
Mm-hmm. And you think that one of the best ones to take, or ones with the least side effects, would be the Reclast?
Well, you know, they all have side effects, and I would leave it to your endocrinologist to decide. It's mostly endocrinologists or gynecologists who administer these medications, bone specialists. But, you know, see what they have to say for your particular type of problem.
Okay. Yeah,
give it a
thank
shot.
Thank you very much. All right.
Well, thank you very much for calling. And, I understand your reluctance to take these medications, but, you know, I don't want this program to be about aversion to high-tech medicine under all circumstances. I think we should take a very reserved approach to taking powerful drugs, you know, powerful antidepressants, unnecessary cholesterol-lowering medications, taking osteoporosis drugs at the drop of the hat, you know, for minor bone loss. But, you know, in this case, you know, I don't want programs like mine to dissuade people from finding a proper solution to a serious problem. That's the message. 877-726-8255, our number. I promised to talk to you about a bioavailable form of all those cocoflavanols. And yes, they're beneficial for heart, brain, for athletic endeavor. I take a little bit before this program, and I don't know, Do I sound smarter? I think that they definitely can be performance enhancing. Chocolate, of course, is a functional food, and if chocolate is your weakness, well, you got a double whammy, because enjoyable taste and health benefits can be yours. I've been searching high and low for cocoa products that deliver meaningful amounts of those healthful flavanols with great flavor and minimal sugar, and I'm thrilled to have found Flava Naturals. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols, as I've been saying, on heart and brain function. There's a recent Harvard study, the Cosmos study, showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death, but you'd need to eat five or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies, so you'd get fat. Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages. I take the cocoa powder. Delivers 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. Their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate, the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. For more information, luscious recipes, and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's flava, F-L-A-V, naturals.com. Get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout at flavanaturals.com. All right, 877-726-8255. I like these calls coming in. Keep them coming. And let's talk monkeypox. Monkeypox, you know, the World Health Organization wants to declare an emergency because we may be on the cusp of an epidemic of dreaded monkeypox. There's all kinds of debates about whether we should call it the monkeypox. They want to change the name because they think it's prejudicial to certain groups like monkeys. Or I don't know, maybe they're talking about Africans. But yes, it did originate in Africa. But guess what? There are monkeys in South America. There are monkeys in Asia. Monkeys all over the world. So why not call it monkeypox? It turns out that, so a lot of people are really concerned, like, oh my goodness, we just got through COVID, and then we had, the murder hornets, and now we've got Shark Week, and the latest is monkeypox. So I'm reading here an advisory from the New York City Department of Health, and it tells you about the criteria to be eligible to get vaccinated, because the vaccines are in short supply. They're being rationed, and you have to meet the following criteria to be eligible to be vaccinated. You have to be a gay, bisexual, or other man who has sex with men and or are transgender, gender nonconforming, or gender non-binary. You have to be age 18 or older, and you have to have had multiple or anonymous sex partners in the last 14 days. You have to meet all of those criteria. So for the vast majority of people listening, you don't meet these criteria. And you can be gay or you can be bisexual, but you can also be somewhat circumspect about your sexual encounters. Because here it says you have to have had multiple or anonymous sex partners in the last 14 days. There's an advisory for men who have sex with men. They should reduce their number of sexual partners. That could be a way of reducing their risk of exposure to monkeypox. I mean, it's like when it comes to COVID, I mean, you had to go to work. You had to go to the market. There's certain things you had to do. You had to be with other people. But you didn't have to have sex with other people multiple times or anonymously. There is a way of preventing it. So then there's the concern about prisons, where a lot of illicit sex happens. And but here's another concern. A lot of people are concerned, like, basic question, can I catch it from a toilet seat? Really? Say I'm at a ball game or I'm in a restaurant, I have to go to the bathroom and I sit down on the toilet seat, can I catch it? It's a good question. So there's a study out of Germany where they had some of the first monkeypox cases. This comes to us from a study in June. What they found is that surfaces in hospital rooms where monkeypox patients were treated did show positive PCR tests for viral DNA. So the concern is, you know, things, surfaces that the individual with the monkeypox touched, or their clothing, or their towels, that could be, right? You know, that could transmit it. But here's what they say. As DNA is an environmentally stable molecule, in other words, it sticks around, detection of viral DNA by PCR cannot be equated with infectious virus. Our findings do not prove that infection can occur from contact with these surfaces. So even if the surfaces have the viral DNA, they don't know. No secondary case in the context of clinical care of the patients in our study has been observed so far. So there's not been no documented cases of people, you know, who are having frequent anonymous sex workers, people who are in monogamous relationships or not having frequent sex, having caught it from like an inanimate object. They just don't have any studies that suggest that. It's possible. So the implication for some of these, maybe put some paper down on the toilet seat. You know, maybe that's a suitable precaution, but it's not necessarily de rigueur to do that. They say regular disinfection and frequent hand and skin areas, in addition to regular room cleaning and surface disinfection using products with at least virucidal activity against envelope viruses, can reduce infectious virus on surfaces. So, yeah, I mean, if you're caring for somebody who has monkeypox, you know, wash your hands, clean the surfaces, wash their towels and their clothes carefully, use gloves. Okay, get it. But there's no evidence necessarily that inanimate objects or surfaces can transmit it. So I got to say, this is going to be an issue. And you know, one of the reasons it's such a big issue is because it affects a marginalized group, which is the gay and bisexual population. And it's kind of shades of HIV. There was a big uproar because it was felt that research on a cure for HIV, which ultimately we come up with, mostly good control measures, was politicized. And this, too, is politicized. And they got to show that they're paying attention to this for political reasons. But when it comes to the population at large, they have very, very little risk. The average person, this is not affecting. And it's not transmitted in a respiratory fashion like COVID, which is the good news. It requires close contact and frequent exposure. 877-726-8255, our number. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Do you eat a lot of ultra-processed foods? Well, they are increasingly larger and larger percentages of our diets. And according to a recent study, comfort food leads to more weight gain during stress. Duh! That's based on findings in the journal Cell Metabolism. I'm not sure whether they had to do a sophisticated study, but what they found is that during periods of stress, animals that are subject to stress gravitate towards junk food, the animal equivalent of junk food, and gain more weight. So, yeah, stress is a reason that people gravitate towards junk. And there's a new study that suggests that dementia risk climbs with intake of ultra-processed foods. Now, this is interesting because we just, and I've written about this in a new article for our newsletter coming out next week, about the crash and burn of one of our popular theories about Alzheimer's. We're questing for a magic bullet drug that will, excuse me, that will reverse Alzheimer's disease. But the problem is that a lot of the research on which this is based turns out based on a fraudulent study in 2006. So they went down the rabbit hole on plaque-busting drugs that don't work based on a study that a whistleblower has now revealed was fraudulent. So diet and lifestyle are increasingly important as a way of preventing dementia. And this new study, big study, 72,000 people, dementia risk rose as consumption of ultra-processed foods increased. And what are they talking about here? Ultra-processed foods, which are high in added sugar, fat, and salt, and low in protein and fiber, include soft drinks, salty and sugary snacks, like, you know, we're talking chips, ice cream, hot dogs, deep-fried chicken, yogurt, which is, you know, healthy plain yogurt, fine, but yogurt is often sweetened, canned baked beans and tomatoes, ketchup, mayonnaise, and packaged guacamole and hummus, all with additives. These foods contain food additives or molecules from packaging or produced during heating, all of which have been shown in other studies to have negative effects on thinking and memory skills. So what they found is that an increase of 10% in ultra-processed foods raised the risk of all-cause dementia by 25%. Vascular dementia, which is related to strokes and TIAs, by 28%, and Alzheimer's disease by 14%. And the good news is that replacing 20% of ultra-processed food with an equivalent proportion of unprocessed or minimally processed food led to a 34% lower risk of dementia and a 39% lower risk of vascular dementia. So that's quite fascinating, because what are we talking about here? We're talking about very expensive, potentially hazardous drugs. If a drug had this kind of track record, 20% reduction of, I'm sorry, 34% lower risk of dementia, 39% lower risk of vascular dementia, that would be a blockbuster drug. But here we're talking about diet. And finally, fast food diet before pregnancy can impact breast milk and baby's health. So even if women don't gain a lot of weight, they did some research and they found that even a short-term high-fat, high-sugar diet impacted the survival of mice pups in the early period after birth, when mom consumed a junk food diet, or the rodent equivalent of a junk food diet. So ultra important for the offspring, for their survival, for their health and well-being, even a short bout of junk food intake. And think of, you know, a lot of impoverished individuals who buy cheap, poor quality food, fast food, the impact on their offspring. It's going to be really heavy toll. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
And now, Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at Senior Care Consult.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The number of deaths from massive flooding in Kentucky continues to climb, the threat for more heavy rain. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the death toll is now at 28, and he said it's likely to rise significantly. It could take weeks to find all the victims. The governor says the state is working through a number of catastrophic issues.
And we have dozens of bridges that are out that make it hard to get to people, make it hard to supply people. Have been water. Entire water systems down that we are working to get up.
The National Weather Service says rainfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are possible in some of the same areas that were inundated last week. A New York City animal rescue group is helping dogs coming out of the floods of Kentucky. Muddy Paws Rescue is caring for 50 dogs that arrived this weekend. They're serving as foster parents. More dogs are expected here next week. Boston Celtics legend Bill Russell, one of the greatest players in NBA history, has died at the age of 88. Mike Grazia has more.
Bill Russell, the greatest winner in NBA history who anchored the Boston Celtics dynasty to 11 championships in 13 years, died Sunday. He was 88. After leading the University of San Francisco to NCAA championships in 1955 and 1956, and the U.S. to the Olympic gold medal at the 1956 Melbourne Olympics, Russell joined the Celtics.
I've met Red on a couple occasions, and we had an immediate affinity.
The Celtics were guided by coach and general manager Red Auerbach.
All he wanted to do was be instrumental in winning.
Russell was a 5-time Most Valuable Player and 12-time All-Star. In 2011, President Barack Obama awarded Russell the Medal of Freedom. I'm Mike Gracia.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi confirming she will visit 4 Asian countries this week, but made no mention of a possible stop in Taiwan that has riled Beijing, which claims the island as its own territory. More details at...
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Two bicyclists on a charity ride are dead, 3 more injured after being hit by a suspected drunk driver in Michigan Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Ionia County Sheriff's Office says the driver of the SUV is under arrest for DWI. The driver was trying to pass another vehicle when they crossed the center line and hit the bicyclists on a rural road. All of the cyclists were men from Michigan participating in the Make-A-Wish Bicycle Tour, a 3-day endurance ride covering most of the state. The charity says our staff and the entire Make-A-Wish family are heartbroken and offer our deepest sympathy. I'm Julie Walker.
A strike at Boeing scheduled to start this week is delayed so that union members can vote on a new contract offer this week. Boeing offered up a new 3-year contract covering nearly 2,500 employees. The 3 factories involved produce military aircraft. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Florida man accused of selling toxic bleach as a cure for the coronavirus is extradited to the U.S.
Mark Grennan, the Archbishop of the Genesis II Church of Health and Healing in Bradenton, Florida, had an appearance in Miami federal court Thursday, almost 2 years after he was arrested in Colombia. He's the latest to face charges for peddling ineffective or downright dangerous substances as medicines to cure COVID-19. Officials say the church manufactured, promoted, and sold chlorine dioxide as a miracle mineral solution that could cure a vast variety of ailments, ignored court orders to stop, and threatened a federal judge. The substance turns into a toxic industrial bleach when ingested. Grennan and his sons Jonathan, Jordan, and Joseph were indicted on one count each of conspiracy to commit fraud and two counts each of criminal contempt. The trial is set to begin September 12th in Miami. I'm Jennifer King.
Get more details on these and other stories online at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We appreciate you tuning in. We have an excellent program for you here today. My friend and special guest in studio, Dr. Jeffrey Burns. He's the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Research Center. And Dr. Burns, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's great to be here.
All right. And it's been way too long, so we're going to have to do this more frequently. So, been a while. So, all right. So if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Burns and the phenomenal team at the, again, the KU Alzheimer's Research Center, here's the phone number, 913-588-0555. You could also go online at kualzheimer.org. And let me just say this, if you're not located in the Kansas City area, later on in the program, we'll let you know how to identify local resources available in your area. So just stay tuned, but you're going to, I promise you, you're going to learn a lot today. So Dr. Burns, let's start off with kind of a 101 level question. What is Alzheimer's disease and what actually causes that cognitive disruption?
Yeah, so Alzheimer's is a progressive brain disease that affects memory and planning and organization or executive function. And in the process of Alzheimer's disease, we see cell death in certain areas of the brain. Hmm. And the big question that you're asking is what causes that?
Yeah.
You know, we know that cell death is associated with the buildup of something called amyloid plaques and something called neurofibrillary tangles. So we see those increase in the brain as we see the loss of brain cells.
So there's a physical presence of something that's not supposed to be there.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. We see that buildup. Now, the big argument we have is, do those cause the disease, or are they the byproduct of something else causing the disease? And so your question, what's causing it, is still a matter of debate and sort of scientific questions. And we're trying to get to the root of that. But we know it's a progressive brain disease, and it tends to be seen in older adults.
So that's a chicken and the egg situation.
Yes, exactly.
So let's assume that if the plaques and tangles cause Alzheimer's or cause this disruption in the cell death, et cetera, then the question is, can we then stop the buildup or you prevent that in the first place, or maybe decrease the buildup over time. And so, but that may not be it at all. It may be a reverse where it's just a byproduct of it.
That's right. If it's a byproduct of it, then yeah, we may be chasing the wrong target, but that's exactly what we're doing, is we're targeting those proteins that build up and trying to prevent them from building up and seeing, does that, I'm sure we'll talk about this more later, but does that impact the patient in a positive way? And still a matter of debate.
Okay. And that's why we're doing all these tests, these clinical trials all over the country.
That's right. Yeah. There's a huge effort all over the country, all over the world.
All over the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. And so here's another one. What is the difference between Alzheimer's disease and dementia? Because I hear these two terms intermingled and they probably shouldn't be, I would assume.
Yeah, well, so I'm glad you're starting with this question, because this is the number one question that we get, is what's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? And dementia is a really broad umbrella term that simply means, you know, someone has cognitive issues or memory and thinking issues that are interfering with their daily function, interfering with their ability to do the things they've always done. So it's a syndrome that is just, you know, that. Now, the next question that we ask is, what's the cause of that dementia?
Yeah.
And that's where Alzheimer's comes in. It's the number one cause of dementia. So it's actually a specific cause of dementia and the number one cause, accounting for about two-thirds of all dementia. So that's why we often use the terms, you know, synonymously.
Okay.
And confuse people, but Alzheimer's is a type of dementia.
Okay, and that's how I've heard it explained, I think, from you and in several of the presentations that I've sat in on. It's a type of dementia.
That's right.
And that's kind of an easy way to look at that.
To think of it, yeah. So we first, you know, we want to recognize when there's dementia, when somebody's having these kind of cognitive issues, and then we want to ask what's the cause, and we have a process for diagnosing it. But what we're doing in that process is predicting whether or not somebody has amyloid plaques and tangles in their brain that's associated with their dementia. And that's the definition of Alzheimer's,
okay,
plaques and tangles that we were just talking about.
And if you don't have the plaques and tangles, then it's probably some other form of dementia.
That's right.
Which is my next question. How many forms are there? I've read things where like 70 or 75 forms of dementia. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but how many forms are there now?
There are a lot. I can't put a number on it, but there's dozens.
Okay.
There's actually, you know, four that are, you know, the most common.
Mm-hmm.
Alzheimer's, as we've talked about, is number one. There's another form called dementia with Lewy bodies, which looks a lot like Parkinson's disease.
Okay.
And Alzheimer's, kind of intermixed. There's vascular dementia or stroke-related dementia, where people have strokes or vascular injury that leads to cognitive issues that interfere with daily function. And then there's something called frontotemporal dementia, where we see a lot of social and behavior and language problems based on, you know, where in the brain we're seeing the degeneration occur.
Mm.
And so those are kind of the big four that we think a lot about and see a lot of patients with. But Alzheimer's by far dominates, you know, as the number one cause of dementia.
Okay. And what is the average age of someone with Alzheimer's disease?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or maybe
there's a big range. I'd probably say the average age is, you know, between 70 and 75.
Okay.
But we, of course, have a big range. We can see early onset. We can see late onset.
So what, can you have Alzheimer's disease at a younger age? And if so, you talked about early onset. You know, how young are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, in certain forms or some genetic forms, which are really rare, but where it runs in the family, we may see the onset in the 40s. I've seen one patient in his late 30s develop Alzheimer's. It's really rare, and I've heard of a report of one patient at the age of 29 being diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Oh, now, my gosh.
Incredibly rare, but, you know, that tells you it can occur early. In my clinic where I see patients, I often see people in their 50s, so we can see it young. We consider that early onset under the age of 65. And then we also see late onset. So we see people in their 90s develop it.
Wow.
Now, one of the things we've learned and suspect is that they may be different. We call them both Alzheimer's, the early onset forms and the late onset form. They may actually be different diseases. We when we look at the brain under the microscope, there's some important differences. People with late onset Alzheimer's have a little bit fewer of the plaques and tangles, and they have more other pathologies, things like vascular changes that are more prominent. And so we do study and think about early onset versus late onset, which is why you'll hear us often talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and so I help families and individuals find the right senior care community. The youngest client that I've ever worked with, she was, I think, 48 when she was diagnosed and 49 when we helped her husband with placement. And I think hers was just really rapidly declining. Does early onset Alzheimer's, is there a quicker decline on that, or is that just very individualized?
Well, yeah, everything's individualized, but okay. I'd say on average, early onset moves more quickly than late onset, and that's something we expect, but it's not always true. But yeah, the relationship between the speed with which somebody declines can be predicted by age of onset to some degree. So earlier onset, younger onset tends to be a more sort of aggressive course versus the late onset, which tends to move a little bit slower.
Okay. And unfortunately, my wife's best friend's mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, I think about 49 or 50.
Wow.
And that just devastated her entire family.
Yeah.
They felt like they were robbed of a lot of good years. So it's a serious disease. It's just impacts so many people. As far as statistics, what are some of the numbers of statistics as far as, you know, the number of people with Alzheimer's today and then maybe projected into the future? Because I know the numbers are disturbingly large.
Yeah, they are. And we need to, and that's why we're doing so much to try to fight this disease. So it's about 6 million Americans who have Alzheimer's right now.
Okay.
I think the better way to think of it is about 1 in 9 people over the age of 65 have it.
Mm.
Which is amazing, but if you move to the 85 and older, it's about 1 in 3 people over the age of 85.
Okay.
And so as you get older, it is just increasingly more common, and your risk goes up as you get older and move into these older age groups.
Do we have any idea why these numbers seem to be exploding? Just the numbers seem to get larger every year.
Yeah, you know, the primary driver of that is we have an aging population, which is a good thing. We're living longer,
sure,
healthier lives, and because the sheer number of people in that older age group, 85 and older, 65 and older, is going up, we're seeing, along with it, an increase in the number of people with Alzheimer's.
And we go 1 in 9 to 1 in 3.
Yep.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
So the good news, we're living longer. The bad news is Alzheimer's is more and more prevalent as we age. So
exactly.
All right, we'll have more with Dr. Burns coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Alzheimer's disease is different than dementia. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Immortality. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, Napoleon visited a museum, and he was looking at a particular section, and he turned to someone next to him and said, "That's a fine painting," to which the other man responded, "Yes, immortal." Napoleon then asked the man how long the artwork they were looking at would last. "The painting, 500 years. The statue, 1,000 years," replied the man. "And you call that immortal?" questioned Napoleon. Paintings and statues might come and go, last or not, but the message of love and example we set for the world can reverberate like a wave and impact people well beyond what we can predict. Physical immortality might be evasive for us, but who could possibly know the full impact of the love we give on future generations? For support in your legacy, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Do you want to learn the secret to becoming a published author in a few easy steps? Here's all it takes with help from Dorrance Publishing. For over 100 years, we've assisted individuals like you to fulfill their dreams of becoming a published author. When you call right now, you'll be assigned your own personal consultant who will help you through the entire book publishing and design process. Then, your book goes into production. It gets promoted, distributed, and finally, made available where books are sold. If you've got a book idea, call Dorrance Publishing right now for a free consultation. We'll help get your great idea out of your head, on paper, printed, and sold. It's a free, easy call. We're trusted by thousands of book authors just like you. So don't wait another day. Call now.
800-401-8319. That's 800-401-8319. Call now. 800-401-8319.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Alzheimer's disease is different than dementia. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false. And Dr. Burns, why is that false?
Well, it's false because Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. It's actually a form of dementia. So yes, it is false because of that.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. We're here with Dr. Jeffrey Burns. He's the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Resource Center. You can reach out to Dr. Burns and the phenomenal team at the KU Alzheimer's Research Center at 913-588-0555. Or you can go online at KUAlzheimer.org. And don't forget, if you're not located in the Kansas City metro area, later on in the program, we'll let you know how to identify local resources available in your area. All right. So, Dr. Burns, this is a question that a lot of folks may have. How are Alzheimer's patients being affected by COVID-19, if at all?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they are affected, and they've been sort of disproportionately affected by COVID-19 because they're a vulnerable group, for one. So they're much more vulnerable to COVID-19, and then the other is they tend to be in nursing facilities, mm-hmm. So the impact, one, the disease spreads pretty quickly when you're in a facility,
yeah.
And so we know that happened early, especially in the pandemic. But the response to COVID-19, having to basically shut things down, yeah, or limit visitors, really had an impact in terms of the social isolation on these patients. And we know social interactions and engagement with others is important for patients. We see it. I know our social workers saw it, mm-hmm. a big increase in sort of psychosocial support needs, yeah, for these patients who are isolated and symptoms of depression worsened and things like that. So, yeah, COVID-19, specifically, does it have an impact in a different way on the patient than what we understand? No. they're just a little, they're more vulnerable as a group, and then that, you know, those sort of social aspects are very important in the Alzheimer's patient group.
And that social isolation just really caused the damage. So that's more, like you said, you know, psychosocial versus medical. So obviously people who are older, and so they're generally in that category, but, you know, with COPD or CHF, diabetic, obesity, all of those things medically put you at more risk. But with Alzheimer's and dementia patients in assisted living and long-term care, just that isolation, I've just heard it reported over and over that it just felt like their decline really accelerated because of that social isolation, and that was a really negative effect of that. So.
Yeah, very much.
So let's move on to the signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. So there are a lot of people out there who say, you know, I've noticed that my mom or my dad or myself, you know, haven't been quite as sharp as I used to be and getting a little forgetful. You know, I lost my key. I misplaced my keys the other day. Do I have Alzheimer's? So I think some people may have something to worry about and some folks don't have anything to worry about. So what are the signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's disease?
Yeah, so the sort of typical early signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's are, you know, new problems, stress that, in memory, so short-term memory, and then in what we call executive function, which is planning and organizing. And so with respect to memory, what we see is, again, new issues for an individual, not that I've always misplaced my car keys my cell phone or my glasses, but now I'm, you know, they may be losing tax documents when they were obsessed about that before, or repeating themselves is a really strong sign of the short-term memory. Asking the same question over and over, like they haven't heard the answer, or telling the same story over and over. Not the typical way. Maybe somebody likes to repeat stories, but now they're you know, repeating themselves in a new way. Those are really strong signs of the short-term memory problems that we see early in Alzheimer's. And then on the organizing, planning, the sort of executive function, it's maybe following a recipe, you know, make it basically judgment, problem-solving skills, try to sort of sort through complicated things and you know, make a big decision can become more problematic. So those are the kinds of things. They can be pretty subtle, but they're for that individual, they're new and they're sort of noticeable and they're beginning to interfere with that person's ability to you know, do their usual things.
That's really, really helpful. Just the fact that you said this is something that is new. It's not normal for this person. And so that's when you should perk up and start paying attention to that.
That's right.
Okay, so my son, one of my boys, we have triplet boys, and one of them's 20, and he said, "Hey, Dad, I lost my keys." He was out fishing on this rocky bank of a lake. So I'm out here with my metal detector. We're out there for an hour. We were eaten alive by mosquitoes and, you know, all the stuff. Never found it. He goes fishing the next week, and he goes, "Dad, you're gonna be mad at me. My key was in the tackle box." So he doesn't have Alzheimer's. He's just being a blockhead 20-year-old boy.
That's right. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's really good to know. So, I could do is laugh at that one. I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. So anyway, so if you suspect that you may have Alzheimer's disease, or just like you just so clearly said, some of these new issues and how it impacts your function and your executive, you know, thought and all of those sort of things. What should you do and what is your next step? What would you recommend your next step? If you suspect you might have the very early signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I think, you know, the right first step would be to talk to your doctor, run it by them and see what they think, and hopefully they take you seriously. And what they should consider doing is a little bit of testing. They might do it right there in the clinic. And if they are worried after seeing that testing, they would consider doing a brain scan to make sure they're not, you know, something like a stroke or something else hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And maybe some lab work. But I think you start by bringing it up with your doctor. And just one other thing is if you're worried about yourself, you might check with somebody who knows you really well.
Ah.
Have they noticed any changes? And hopefully they can be real honest with you. Have they noticed any changes? And I think one of the things we do in our clinic is we sit down with a loved one, you know, the spouse or a child, and we really work hard to make sure somebody comes with them because we like to get that sort of perspective from the family, because that perspective is what can tell us, have they changed? Are we dealing with a new onset of a problem, you know, where somebody's having some problems that they didn't have 2 years ago, 5 years ago?
Yeah. And that person's probably going to tell the truth or maybe fill in some of the gaps or fill in some of the details that the actual patient or potential patient might miss.
May not know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Years and years ago, right when I first started senior care consulting, I worked with a super nice lady, and she and her mom, every Christmas, they made cookies. And so she came back from Denver to Kansas City, worked with her mom, hands her a cup, said, "Mom, I need a cup of sugar." And she turns around, and she's tending to getting all the stuff together. She turned around, and her mom was just looking at the cup.
Yeah.
And she said, "It took my breath away because I realized at that second, my mom didn't know what to do with the cup." And that's her first giant sign that mom had a problem.
Right.
So, all right, do not go away. We have so much more with Dr. Burns, co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Research Center. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up with the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the never lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking. Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, just visit Senior Care Live, that's L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. My special guest in studio today, Dr. Jeffrey Burns, co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Research Center. You can reach Dr. Burns and the phenomenal team at the KU Alzheimer's Research Center at 913-588-0555 or visit online at KUAlzheimer.org. And Dr. Burns, again, it is so great to have you here today. And I know your schedule is jam-packed, so I just want to thank you again for making time for us today on the program.
Well, thanks for the invite.
All right. So can Alzheimer's disease be accurately diagnosed? And just a minute ago, you talked about maybe a simple test that your doctor can run in the office and maybe talk about how, you know, years ago, it could only be diagnosed after a person had died, and then you had to inspect the brain. But now I think we've made some pretty phenomenal advances on that.
Yeah, we are. We're making very rapid advances in the area of diagnosis. A lot of that is on the research side, though, still.
Okay.
The way we typically diagnose is still get a history, get the story, and establish that there's been these, you know, the type of memory changes and changes and organizing and planning and all that go along with it. And then we do, it's very important to think about, all right, what could be causing this? And when we diagnose Alzheimer's, a lot of what we're doing is ruling out other potential causes.
Ah.
So making sure somebody hasn't had a stroke by mm-hmm. getting an MRI scan, mm-hmm. doesn't have a tumor in their brain by getting an MRI scan.
Mm-hmm.
We look at some lab work and to rule out low thyroid or low B12, which can... Both of those can cause memory issues.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And sort of working through, a process where we're ruling out some of the more common things that can influence memory. So the diagnosis is really, really dependent currently on the story, the history. Sort of a low-tech diagnosis is still the predominant way. But we can do a whole lot more now, and we're starting to do that. It's really entering into clinical practice. And we can now detect whether or not somebody has amyloid plaques or the tangles in their brain using some really fancy scans, which aren't widely used because they're so expensive. We can also do spinal fluid analysis, which means and requires somebody to have a lumbar puncture, which people don't love that. It's pretty straightforward, relatively simple procedure, but it's still invasive, so people don't love to do that.
Right.
And then on the horizon... And actually, it's here on the research side. It's coming on in the clinics, where you'll eventually be able to sit down with your doctor, and a blood test will really help guide the diagnosis. I'm not sure it's going to totally replace or make the diagnosis, but a blood test that tells us whether or not, or indicates to some degree whether or not somebody has amyloid in their brain, Those types of tests are really coming soon. We think in the next 1 to 2 years we'll have those to be sort of augmenting what we learned from the history and our testing, and provide us with, you know, some biological information on what might be going on in the brain.
See, and I had heard about this blood test, and I wasn't sure if that was even available. So it's on the research side, and it sounds pretty promising as far as a indicating the possibility, I guess.
Exactly. And we're doing it's something we've been doing for a few years.
Yeah.
We're investigating it. We're beginning to use it on the research side. But there's a much bigger sort of hurdle to overcome before we start using it on the clinic side, using it in a way that will guide our treatments and our, you know, our diagnoses and prognoses. We're just not quite there yet.
Okay.
But it's coming.
Okay. That's very encouraging. And then at the same time, I don't know if I want to know.
Right.
And then all of these DNA, you know, genealogy, ancestry.com, mm-hmm. et cetera. I don't know if that plays any, has a place in this diagnosis.
It does. Does somebody want to know? And, you know, if somebody has memory problems, you know, when we were trying to get to the bottom of it, that's one question, you uh-huh. know, using these tests.
Yeah.
But the one you're bringing up is somebody without memory problems.
Yeah.
If we can learn something about risk or about predicting what's to come, we need to be really careful in how we use that information.
Yeah.
That's something we've studied, is how do we disclose it in a responsible way, and how do we do it, you know, in a way that, you know, is sort of actionable. The last thing we want to do is create a bunch of angst in someone there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those types of tests are also coming, you know, where we can, you know, determine how high a risk somebody's at of developing it. But what we need to make that very powerful is interventions, ways that we can reduce the risk for an individual. So what are we going to do with that information? And so we're actually working furiously on both fronts. Can we diagnose early, and what we're talking about now is, can we diagnose before the onset of any memory problems?
Maybe we can delay the onset, potentially.
Yep. So if we can diagnose before the onset of memory problems, then it's, what do we do to delay that onset, or hopefully put it off forever by intervening with drugs or lifestyle factors? And that's exactly where the field's headed.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. That makes sense. So that leads me to my next question. How can you reduce your risk for Alzheimer's disease?
Well,
is there anything that just all of us can do to just lower that risk?
Yeah. So, and that's a perfect question, because we think yes, the answer is yes. We're working really hard to prove it in a variety of ways. But what do we recommend for people now? The most evidence out there suggests that staying active physically and mentally mm-hmm. is important. And so physical exercise, we believe is a way to reduce one's long-term risk. So get out and walk every day.
Yeah.
30 minutes a day, at least, you know, 5 days a week, we think is, you know, the right amount, but you don't have to get to that to have a benefit. If you just get out a couple times a week, we think that's also having an impact. So don't let that threshold scare you.
Sure.
But exercise, eating right, we think is important, and we think probably the most data exists to support the Mediterranean diet in terms mm-hmm. of brain health. And so that's a healthy diet where you're really not restricting how much you eat, but you're shifting your pattern from sort of the typical Western diet to one where we have more fish, more fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. berries, nuts, and healthy fats like olive oil.
Yeah.
So Mediterranean diet, good sleep we think is really important, and there's links between that we've learned really in the last decade, links between poor sleep and things like amyloid.
That's
in the brain.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So we think, you know, sleeping well, good sleep hygiene, going to bed at the same time, getting up at the same time is mm-hmm. important. And then, you know, reducing stress and social engagement and not getting isolated, things like that, which we've talked a little bit about. And so all these things add up to good, you know, good brain health practices. And you know, this is what exactly the kind of thing we're working on, these things, trying to understand how they relate to brain health, and then try to package them and get people to do them more. And those are, you know, one big angle of what the KU Alzheimer's Disease Research Center is working on.
Okay. And so one thing that popped into my head, just good sleep.
Mm.
So this is to all the folks out there with sleep apnea, and they're like, oh, I'm not going to deal with the CPAP. Well, guess what? You need to go get the CPAP, because first of all, you reduce a very high risk of atrial fibrillation. By the way, that could lead to a heart attack or a stroke. So there's one. Number two, now we just learned that you can decrease your risk of Alzheimer's. So quit kicking that can down the road and go get your CPAP.
Yeah, good point. Thank you for making that.
Get that.
That's something we always think about with every patient with memory issues is kind of screen for sleep, the possibility of sleep apnea. If you got it, you really want to be working on taking care of it or treating it. And some people just cannot tolerate the CPAP.
Yep.
But
yep.
Do your best because it's good for your brain.
And I remember what you told me, and it's been a while back, but you said sitting is the new smoking.
Yeah.
So it's that sedentary, just not lack of movement, I guess.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. Yep.
Sitting is the new smoking. I love that phrase.
Yeah.
And it just reminds us that, just kind of sitting around. And a lot of us work jobs where we're just sitting in front of the computer, and I'm one of them. And so you really need to try to break up your day and get some steps in, and then get that exercise in too.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how is Alzheimer's disease being treated today?
Well, we do have two drugs that we use routinely, two classes. I think it's important to think of Alzheimer's as treatable. We can't cure it, but the drugs that we've been using now for a good 20 to 30 years are important, and they help slow the decline. And the drugs are donepezil or Aricept, the brand name, and then memantine or Namenda.
Okay.
And then there's a couple cousins of Aricept as well. So, but those two drugs together we use in patients with moderate Alzheimer's. And in the earliest stages of Alzheimer's, we use the donepezil alone.
Okay.
That's the typical treatment for people with Alzheimer's.
And are those two drugs, or one or the other, or both, are they pretty effective?
Yeah, well, that's what we argue about. People don't bounce back from the drugs.
Sure. Just slow the decline.
Slow the decline, which is not the most, compelling argument, and we're working really hard to do more. But nonetheless, they're important drugs that we need to take advantage of.
Excellent, excellent. And if you're not located in the Kansas City area, coming up next, we'll let you know how to identify local resources available in your area.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9th, 2009. Then a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed four great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Today, our special guest in studio, Dr. Jeffrey Burns. He's the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Research Center. You can reach out to Dr. Burns and the phenomenal team at the KU Alzheimer's Research Center. Here's the phone number. Write it down. It's 913-588-0555, or you can visit online at KUAlzheimer.org. And Dr. Burns, let's talk about where Alzheimer's treatment is headed, and can you discuss what future treatments might look like?
Yeah, so we just talked about the two drugs that have been around for a while, and they're important. Just last year, a brand new drug was approved for Alzheimer's disease, and it was the first drug in 18 years to be approved.
Wow.
And we've been working really hard this last 18 years, and so that drug's called Aduhelm.
Okay.
And you know, it's an important step. We're not sure it's necessarily in the right direction. And if you've heard about this drug, you've probably seen along with it that there's a lot of controversy.
Okay.
So the drug was approved in a sort of limited way by the FDA based on its ability to actually remove amyloid from the brain.
Oh, wow.
So it's an infusion drug. It's very expensive. It comes with a little bit of risk that is, you know, could be serious. And it actually works really well to remove amyloid from the brain. But the big question that we haven't proven definitively is how big an impact does that have on the patient? Does the patient get better? Does the patient do better over time? And that is what we're still debating. There's some evidence that they might do a little bit better over time, but there's also some evidence that they may not get any better over time. And so that's what we're still debating. That's why it's not being widely used. And in fact, we're basically using it only in the setting of research currently right now.
Okay.
And Medicare has agreed to pay for it, but only when we're using it in the setting of a research study. So we're in a transition period where, you know, the good news is, hey, we made a big advance. We've got a new drug. But, you know, the bad news is it's not quite proven and we're not really using it widely because we need more data. We need more evidence that it's impactful.
And that's really interesting because that gets back to that chicken and the egg. So if you remove the amyloid, does that cure Alzheimer's or does it have any impact at all? I think that will tend to start to answer. I don't think it definitively answers that question, but I think that puts you on the road to answering that question.
Oh, absolutely. And this is, we've been working for decades to test this idea.
Yeah.
And now we've really tested it in a lot of different ways. And it, you know, at best, it may slow the disease, but it's not a cure. And that was something 5 years ago we were hopeful that maybe this is a cure.
Okay.
I think this may be a part of the cure in the future. We're going to figure that out in the next couple of years. But it's not the, you know, magic bullet. But it may be part of sort of a cocktail approach where we need to go after this disease from different angles. And this may be one of the important angles going after amyloid.
And just like with AIDS, treatment of AIDS, that used to be a guaranteed death sentence. And now it's not because you have a cocktail of different medications and you can live a very long life. And hopefully we can get to that point with Alzheimer's. If we can't completely cure it, maybe we can help a person live with that and not be so debilitated.
Exactly.
So, okay. And so, Dr. Burns, I know that you and the team at the KU Alzheimer's Research Center conduct studies every single day. I would like to put out a call to action to all of our listeners participating in Alzheimer's studies and clinical trials. And KU Alzheimer's Disease Center or Research Center is one of 33 certified test locations or trial locations. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're one of the National Institute of Aging, sort of designated Alzheimer's disease research centers.
Okay.
And yes, there's 33 in the country.
Okay, and so if some of our listeners, obviously thousands of our listeners are outside of the Kansas City metro area, where can they go to basically, you know, get information on Alzheimer's locally and then maybe look into participating in some of these trials?
Well, great. I'm so glad you're emphasizing this because, yeah, fighting Alzheimer's is about, you know, the community and the community being a part of these efforts. It's not just scientists in labs. We need you. We need you to be on our team.
We need volunteers.
We need volunteers.
Yeah.
And that's the only way we can move the field forward. And so this is so important. And really, that slows us down more than anything else, is finding people to participate in these trials. And so I'd recommend, you know, look and see, is there a NIA, National Institute of Aging, Alzheimer's Disease Research Center in your area? There's 33 around the country. There's other places that are doing research as well. There's doctor's offices that might be doing Alzheimer's research. And, you know, to sort of figure that out, a good place to start is the Alzheimer's Association.
Okay.
They have great resources online, and you could call at one of their offices, and they could potentially point you in the right direction.
And they have local chapters all around the country.
They do, yep. So you could get information from them. They also have a trial match program, something called Alzheimer's Association Trial Match Program. So if you're really interested in research, you could check that out. And then if you want to do your own homework, I think going to clinicaltrials.gov, G-O-V, clinicaltrials.gov is a good place to start because every clinical trial is registered in that database, and you can search it, and you can see where things are happening and kind of what stage the trials are in. And so there's a lot of information there if you want to, you know, sort of dig around and do your homework.
Okay. And do we have enough diversity in trial participants?
Oh, so the short answer is no.
No.
And we're working really hard, and we're seeing a big increase in diversity in trials because of these efforts. But we need people from all walks of life, from all races and cultures. And
sure.
And so, you know, it's so important. And the last thing we want is a new drug that only treats, you know, white men.
A certain group. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we need our drugs, and we need to prove that they're effective and very diverse. Yep, for everybody.
And so I remember a lot of stuff that you tell me. So, and one of the things that it caught me off guard a little bit, and then it made total sense. You said, you know, every trial, for every trial that fails, we're not upset about that. We consider that a win because now we know what doesn't work, and then that will guide us to our next step. And so we consider that important or valuable.
Yeah, they're the building blocks. Failure is the building blocks for, you know, success, and it hurts. It's painful. These trials, we put years, we put sometimes decades into them of our lives, and more often than not, they quote unquote fail. But that we learn from that, and it helps us sort of guide the future, our future efforts. And so even if you're participating in a trial where we learned the drug didn't work, you're still helping move the field forward.
Absolutely. And one thing that you had mentioned again is that someone in one of these trials will be successful, and you will have participated in curing Alzheimer's disease. That just gave me goosebumps.
That's right. So the first patient cured of Alzheimer's is going to be in a clinical trial. That's where it's going to happen. And that's the only place it can happen. So we don't, you know, the trials and the drugs we're testing, we don't know if they work. We don't know if they're the cure, but that's how we figure it out.
And as far as just concluding the program here today, and again, I sure appreciate you coming in today, do you think there will be a cure for Alzheimer's disease in my lifetime, maybe in the next 20, 25, 30 years?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic. Actually, I don't think it's a question of if. I think it's a question of when.
Of when, yeah.
Yep. And it's going to be an approach that it's probably not, you know, it's not a single magic bullet. It's going to be an approach where we're going after the disease and reducing risk from multiple angles.
That makes sense. That makes so much sense. Thank you so much for being here today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you and all the great information you've shared with our listeners.
Oh, thank you for the invite. It's great to be here.
All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Appalachia residents say they are lucky to be alive after torrential rains caused massive flooding. In Hazard, Kentucky, this woman, Eunice Howard, says floodwaters swept her house away.
It was in the house, and my building started coming out. I said, well, my house will be okay. I said, come my house, come out. Took about 5 minutes for that to happen, 5 to 6 minutes, and it was gone from the time I got out of the house.
And Prestonburg emergency medical technician Harvey Thomas said that even though they lost everything, at least he and his uncle were together.
Yeah, we try to be thankful that we still have one another because there was several families. It wasn't that fortunate. The death toll keeps rising. And try to keep the back of your mind that it could have always been worse.
The death toll now stands at 28. Governor Andy Beshear says it's expected to rise more. Some areas are receiving even more rain today. President Biden has COVID again. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Biden is isolating at the White House again. After the positive test on Saturday, he took to Twitter with his dog by his side to make this announcement.
Hey, folks, Joe Biden here. Tested positive this morning. I'm going to be working from home for the next couple of days. And I'm feeling fine. Everything's good. But command, I got a lot of work to do.
His doctor says the 79-year-old has no symptoms and there is no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. The president was back in public Wednesday after several negative tests and a 5-day course of Paxlovid, which is meant to keep people from having more severe symptoms and staying out of the hospital. I'm Julie Walker.
China's space agency says debris from a rocket that boosted part of China's new space station into orbit has fallen into the sea in the Philippines. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A lot of talk about recession. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on the advice from experts on how to make it through a recession.
The top three tips from financial experts. Number one, know your expenses and make a budget. Number two, cut as many non-essential expenses as you can. And number three, consolidate your loan so you have just one fixed rate loan and don't borrow any more money. One more helpful hint, call providers of your monthly services to try to negotiate bills, whether it's utilities, phone service, cable, internet, or auto insurance. Experts say many companies are more flexible now with customers since the pandemic.
Veteran rider Anna Meek Van Vleuten wins the Women's Tour de France for the first time by clinching the eighth and final stage in style. The 39-year-old Van Vleuten won the stage by 30 seconds. News and analysis at townhall.com. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Senator Joe Manchin talked up the Inflation Reduction Act. It's a measure he and other Democrats claim will lower inflation. Manchin also claimed the bill would not increase taxes for the American people. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy says the bill promoted as an inflation buster bill is really a bunch of bunk. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Cassidy says Democrats are lying because the bill would raise taxes in the U.S. by over $17 billion the first year. Cassidy says that's despite Democrats saying only corporations would be affected by the tax increase. The president nominates the former board chairman of the nation's largest public utility to rejoin the panel. Huntsville, Alabama attorney Joe Rich is Biden's pick to return to the board of the Tennessee Valley Authority. Rich would fill a vacant seat with the term expiring in May 2025. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine is a program about the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. Put those all together for you each weekend, and you can participate. You can come directly into the doctor's office, even on a weekend when it's hard to reach your primary care practitioner for advice. 877-726-8255. We're here for all and sundry natural therapies, high-tech medications, or your comments on what's going on in the health scene. 877-726-8255. And it's a beautiful weekend, and it's a great opportunity for exercise, especially over the summer. We tend to ramp up our exercise, and I've been doing that in preparation for a triathlon. I've been swimming and biking and running, And so the question comes up, does all that additional exercise make a difference? And that's a controversial proposition. It's one thing to exercise because it feels good or you have a sense of accomplishment, but is there a threshold beyond which all that extra exercise makes no difference or even can cause harm? And that's a particular concern to me and perhaps to some of you who are active, especially those of you who are in the post-50 generation. Because active seniors are part of the scene. So let's take a dive on that subject. Other things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about monkeypox. We're going to talk about a study in the New England Journal of Medicine, which suggests that vitamin D supplementation is worthless. We should stop testing, and we should stop taking vitamin D. That's the conclusion of a widely publicized study, and we'll do a deep dive on that subject in just a few moments. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's get started on the exercise theme. Headline here, walking 7,000 steps a day can cut the risk of heart disease. That sounds like an ambitious proposition, but at a brisk pace, it takes the average person about 70 minutes to complete 7,000 steps. And according to this new study, taking 7,000 steps a day, which is easy to measure because many devices will do that. Now the Apple Watch will do that along with other fitness devices, the Garmin and so on. And you can document your steps, and some of these devices are pretty economical. You can get them for $100 or so to calculate your daily activities. So the study examined a group of adults between 38 and 50 who took at least 7,000 steps daily. That's about 3 miles. And that's doable. That's doable for most people. And they discovered that these individuals were much less likely to die over the next decade. Check it out. Mortality rates among both white and black participants fell by 63 and 70% respectively compared to their sedentary peers. Now, you might say correlation is not causation because if you are exceedingly debilitated, you won't be able to do that. And if you're debilitated, you're at higher risk for dying. So this just means that the people who are able to exercise are less likely to die. But there actually have been some intervention studies. An analysis in Norway discovered that increasing the step count for sedentary individuals reduced death rates among unfit groups by up to 57%. And there's some earlier studies in the U.S. that found that just 4,000 steps a day, that's a couple of miles, reduce mortality by around 30%. What I say here is that when it comes to reducing the risk of heart disease and reducing the risk of dying, which is, after all, right, the most important statistic, exercise is kind of an 80-20 proposition. And by that I mean 20% of the exercise will get you 80% of the benefit. But according to a new study, and this is a reassuring study for me because, you know, what's the point of all that extra exercise and exertion unless you like it? And I do like it. I get a sense of accomplishment. I feel it's a stress buster. I feel fit and relaxed after exercising. I sleep better. It turns out that exceeding those standard exercise guidelines boosts survival. So the bottom line is that Americans are advised to do a minimum of 150 to 300 minutes a week of moderate exercise, or 70 to 150 minutes a week of vigorous exercise. And I would fit into the latter category by a factor of maybe 5, because during the average week I might exercise 12, 15 hours or more at a high level of intensity by swimming, biking, running, or sometimes doing some resistance exercise in the gym. So the big study, results from more than 100,000 U.S. adults followed for 30 years. That's a great study because you don't want to, you know, well, you're not going to see much if you follow people for 2, 3, 4 years. Adults who reported completing 4 times the minimum recommended activity levels. Remember, that's 150 to 300 minutes a week of moderate exercise or 75 to 150 minutes a week of vigorous exercise. These folks completed four times the minimum recommended activity levels. They found that there was indeed a benefit. What they found is that those fitting in two to four times the recommended minimum had a 28 to 38% lower risk for cardiovascular disease mortality, heart attacks, strokes, and a 26 to 31% lower risk for all-cause mortality. With a caveat, the mortality benefit appeared to plateau with 600 minutes per week of moderate physical exercise that showed that there was no additional benefit. Now, as to harm, some studies have suggested that long-term high-intensity exercise like marathons, triathlons, which I do, and long-distance cycling, which I do, but, you know, I'm not, you know, doing centuries, which is like 100-mile, you know, Tour de France-type efforts, may be associated with an increased risk of atrial fibrillation or coronary artery calcification and sudden cardiac death. But there's a problem with these studies because these studies don't look at people necessarily who exercise sensibly. They, according to an analysis, they capture a mix of people who chronically exercise at high levels and then those who do it sporadically, like weekend warriors, which possibly could be harmful. So in this study, they looked at consistent long-term activity and saw that there was no harm. In fact, there was a benefit. So this study should be reassuring to those of you who endeavor to stay fit at a higher level. But remember, any level of physical activity, whatever your triathlon is, you know, whether it's, you know, walking the dog for a mile or two at a leisurely pace, there are distinct benefits, and you get most of the benefits with moderate exercise. You want to take it up a little, take it up a notch, fine. You will get additional benefits, but you don't have to be a master's athlete doing all kinds of incredible feats of endurance to achieve most of the benefits. It's an 80-20 proposition. 20% of the exertion will get you 80% of the benefits, and then you want that additional 20%, go for it. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your phone calls. We want you to participate in today's show. Call us with questions or comments. This is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
My situation is my cholesterol has always been on that borderline high, 200, let's just say, with maybe a good ratio. I don't know exact numbers. But now, 2 years ago, I got one of those CT cardiac scans, and yep. I had a high calcium score in two arteries, like 300 and 300, so combined 700. At that time, they wanted to do like a cath, but I said, nah, forget about it. I'm not really having any symptoms or anything, and my regular doctor agreed.
Yeah, so I think that that's actually, that's actually a judicious decision, Scott, because the problem with, you know, having tests like that is that, yeah, the test may reveal, you know, some a little narrowing or something like that, and before you know it, often they put in a stent, you know, because when you sign the consent form, when you get that done, you know, you might wake up and say, oh, well, we fixed it all up for you. Well, something that you didn't need fixed. And studies show that stents only prevent death in people who actually have active heart disease. They have, you know, really severe shortness of breath, you know, limited walking ability before they have chest pain, what's called angina. So it really is kind of unproven that these stents prevent anything. So anyway, that was a judicial decision.
So 2 years
with your
later, so now right now I'm thinking that I am having symptoms of some angina. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking it, but now it's just like, hey, you know, of course they prescribed me statin, my doctor, and they have me saying, listen, stop messing around. Let's go and look to see if you have a blockage, you know, an angiogram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm saying, and you know, I'm now 2 years later, I think I'm gonna schedule it. And you know, they're not gonna do it. I'm gonna end up with a stent. But that's my opinion. But like statins, should I be taking the statin just knowing what I was prescribed? You know, I mean,
let me weigh in on this. Look, I'm not inalterably opposed to statins. I just think that they're applied too frequently to cases where people simply have high cholesterol, but they have no plaque. So I have in front of me an article, it's a classic article, entitled Lack of an Association or an Inverse Association between Low-Density Lipoprotein Cholesterol and Mortality in the Elderly. And unfortunately, what they define as elderly is over 60, and I presume you are likely to be over 60. Merely because you had high cholesterol is not a reason to be on a statin, but it's been demonstrated now that you have some degree of plaque, and that could be dangerous. And so you're having some symptoms. It could be heartburn. It could be anxiety. You know, we don't know. Deconditioning because you're breathless when you exercise, but it could also be a heart-related problem. So in this case, an angiogram is warranted, and you plan to get one. Statins can help.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria.
Consensus is simply to give everyone with high cholesterol statin drugs to lower them, because studies suggest, and this freaks out some of my patients, they have very high cholesterol, but we discover they have no plaque. So there's no point in going on a statin drug, and I argue against it. But in your case, I'm leaning towards saying go for it. But when you do...
You know, I read all of the articles, and I thought that maybe that's what you thought, but hey, I tried that call, and I got on. Thank you very much.
I'm sort of like the say it ain't so doc, you know, for a lot of people, or the Supreme Court, the court of last appeal, when people don't want to go on medication. And sometimes they have to say, hey, you know, sorry, but I can't get you off the hook, because indeed there's a rationale for you to do something. All right. Speaking of things that help the cardiovascular system, cocoa flavanols have been shown to reduce blood pressure and arterial stiffness in a real-life study. This is yet another study, because we talked about the COSMOS study recently that showed that cocoa flavanols, the active ingredient in pure cocoa, can help brain function and can also help cardiovascular circulation. This is the first study of its kind in which researchers set out to investigate the use of flavanols, a compound found in cocoa, in lowering blood pressure and arterial stiffness. So this is not, you know, brain disease. This is not heart disease. This is about blood pressure. And what they found is that the cocoa flavanols indeed help to lower blood pressure and reduce the stiffness of the arteries. And that's when they talk about hardening the arteries, that's what they're talking about. Your arteries become stiff, less compliant, and cocoa flavanols can help. In a moment, we'll tell you how you can get a hold of them. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the latest frozen Fanta flavor. What flavor is it, you ask? That's the mystery you'll have to solve. Go to a participating Burger King restaurant, try the new mystery frozen Fanta, and have fun with your family and friends trying to figure it out. Whether you're just headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try this chilling, thrilling new mystery flavor for just $1 plus tax. Your refreshment is guaranteed. The new mystery frozen Fanta flavor. What is it? Try to solve the mystery for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to Flavonatrals.com. That's Flavonatrals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, just talking about the benefits of high flavanol cocoa when it comes to cardiovascular disease, brain disease, and now a new study suggesting that it can help high blood pressure. So does that mean, you know, eat high test chocolate ice cream with impunity, or go out and snarf a bunch of Mars bars or Snickers? Well, that's not going to work, because you really need a product that delivers high flavanol cocoa in an absorbable, bioavailable form. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But 877-726-8255, got a call from Camilla. Is that the correct pronunciation of your name, Camilla, or is it Carmella?
It's Camille.
Oh, Camille, Camille. Okay.
Yes, I was going to say, is that me? No, this is I had a bone density test, and mm-hmm. my spine is a T-score of minus 3.8. Then
okay.
the neck and
That's
the
bad.
Other is a minus
yeah.
2 and a minus 2.2.
Okay. So,
okay.
But excuse me. Hold on for a second. So what that says is that your spine is highly vulnerable to fracture. That's
yes,
a pretty
and I
bad
had a
score.
Fracture recently.
Ah, bingo. So, you know, we don't even have to prognosticate. You've actually demonstrated that you're high risk. So you had a spinal compression fracture.
Yes.
It's painful.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, it's better now. But the thing is, they want me to go on to, you know, medications. I don't want to take the medications because they have so many side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So my, you know, my question to you is, could I do something else? Now I have been taking, you know, calcium, all the regular kind of things for quite
mm-hmm.
a while, and
mm-hmm.
I also had taken, what do you call it? I've forgotten the name of that other one. You know, and so that my spine hadn't been too bad until
mm-hmm.
this last time.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have breast cancer 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you take chemo?
No, nothing. I had breast cancer, and
okay.
then I did nothing else.
So the question has to do, I think you're leading to a question about estrogen?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, do you think estrogen might be a good, you know, another something else that I could
right.
take?
Okay, so let me address that. You've already had a spinal fracture. That's predictive of subsequent additional spinal fractures. Your score in the spine is very poor. And I'm going to begin to sound like a shill for the pharmaceutical industry, because they just told the previous caller that he probably should go ahead and take a statin. And I'm going to tell you that you should take one of those potent anti-osteoporosis medications. Usually they're injectable, either Prolia something that is a bisphosphonate, an injectable bisphosphonate, because you're at high risk for fracture. Now, estrogen, well, first of all, is somewhat contraindicated because you had breast cancer, although years after a mild brush with breast cancer, it's less likely that the estrogen is going to trigger another breast cancer. But estrogen is not that potent at reversing bone loss. what it'll do is it'll slow bone loss. So a lot of women starting estrogen maybe in their 50s, they can slow their progression towards osteoporosis. But once you have, you know, severe bone loss, just taking estrogen alone isn't going to repair your bone. So if I were your doctor, in a sense I'm taking that role here on this phone call, I would recommend that you take something like Reclast or Prolia, which are strong bone builders. And, yes, they have potential side effects, but, yeah, it's a risk-benefit equation. You're at high risk for fracture. I wouldn't take them if it was, you know, a little minor bone loss, a little osteopenia. Don't take these powerful medications with potential side effects for no good reason. But you got a lot of bone loss, and you might be at risk for, you know, you end up looking like the Hunchback of Notre Dame if you have multiple spinal compression fractures. And that's no picnic going forward in life.
Mm-hmm. And you think one of the best ones to take, or the ones with the least side effects, would be the Reclast?
Well, you know, they all have side effects, and I would leave it to your endocrinologist to decide. It's mostly endocrinologists or gynecologists who administer these medications, bone specialists. But, you know, see what they have to say for your particular type of problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Thank you very much. All right.
Well, thank you very much for calling. And, yeah, look, I understand your reluctance to take these medications, but, you know, I don't want this program to be about aversion to high-tech medicine under all circumstances. I think we should take a very reserved approach to taking powerful drugs, you know, powerful antidepressants, unnecessary cholesterol-lowering medications, taking osteoporosis drugs at the drop of the hat, you know, for minor bone loss. But, you know, in this case, you know, I don't want programs like mine to dissuade people from finding a proper solution to a serious problem. That's the message. 877-726-8255, our number. I promised to talk to you about a bioavailable form of all those cocoa flavanols. And, yes, they're beneficial for heart, brain, for athletic endeavor. I you know, take a little bit before this program, and I don't know. Do I sound smarter? I think that they definitely can be performance-enhancing. Chocolate, of course, is a functional food, and if chocolate is your weakness, well, you got a double whammy because enjoyable taste and health benefits can be yours. I've been searching high and low for cocoa products that deliver meaningful amounts of those healthful flavanols with great flavor and minimal sugar, and I am thrilled to have found Flava Naturals. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols, as I've been saying, on heart and brain function. There's a recent Harvard study, the Cosmos study, showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. But you need to eat five or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies, so you get fat. Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages. I take the cocoa powder. Delivers 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. Their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate, the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. For more information, luscious recipes, and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's Flava, F-L-A-V, naturals.com. Get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout at flavanaturals.com. All right, 877-726-8255. I like these calls coming in. Keep them coming. And let's talk monkeypox. Monkeypox, you know, the World Health Organization wants to declare an emergency because we may be on the cusp of an epidemic of dreaded monkeypox. There's all kinds of debates about whether we should call it the monkeypox. They want to change the name because they think it's prejudicial to certain groups like monkeys. Or I don't know, maybe they're talking about Africans. But yes, it did originate in Africa. But guess what? There are monkeys in South America. There are monkeys in Asia. Monkeys all over the world. So why not call it monkeypox? It turns out that, yes, a lot of people are really concerned, like, oh, my goodness, we just got through COVID, And then we had, the murder hornets. And now we've got Shark Week. And the latest is monkeypox. So I'm reading here an advisory from the New York City Department of Health. And it tells you about the criteria to be eligible to get vaccinated, because the vaccines are in short supply. They're being rationed. And you have to meet the following criteria to be eligible to be vaccinated. You have to be a gay, bisexual, or other man who has sex with men and or are transgender, gender nonconforming, or gender non-binary. You have to be age 18 or older, and you have to have had multiple or anonymous sex partners in the last 14 days. You have to meet all of those criteria. So for the vast majority of people listening, you don't meet these criteria. And you can be gay or you can be bisexual, but you can also be somewhat circumspect about your sexual encounters, because here it says you have to have had multiple or anonymous sex partners in the last 14 days. There's an advisory for men who have sex with men. They should reduce their number of sexual partners. That could be a way of reducing their risk of exposure to monkeypox. I mean, it's like when it comes to COVID, I mean, you had to go to work, you had to go to the market. There's certain things you had to do. You had to be with other people, but you didn't have to have sex with other people multiple times or anonymously. There is a way of preventing it. So then there's the concern about prisons, where a lot of illicit sex happens. But here's another concern. A lot of people concerned, like, basic question, can I catch it from a toilet seat? Really? If I'm at a ball game or I'm in a restaurant, I have to go to the bathroom and I sit down on the toilet seat, can I catch it? It's a good question. So there's a study out of Germany where they had some of the first monkeypox cases. This comes to us from a study in June. What they found is that surfaces in hospital rooms where monkeypox patients were treated did show positive PCR tests for viral DNA. So the concern is, things, surfaces that the individual with the monkeypox touched, or their clothing, or their towels, that could be, right? That could transmit it. But here's what they say. As DNA is an environmentally stable molecule, in other words, it sticks around, detection of viral DNA by PCR cannot be equated with infectious virus. Our findings do not prove that infection can occur from contact with these surfaces. So even if the surfaces have the viral DNA, they don't know. No secondary case in the context of clinical care of the patients in our study has been observed so far. So there's not been no documented cases of people, who are not having frequent anonymous sex workers, people who are in monogamous relationships or not having frequent sex, having caught it from like an inanimate object. They just don't have any studies that suggest that. It's possible. So the implication for some of you is maybe put some paper down on the toilet seat. Maybe that's a suitable precaution, but it's not necessarily de rigueur to do that. They say regular disinfection and frequent hand and skin areas, in addition to regular room cleaning and surface disinfection using products with at least virucidal activity against envelope viruses, can reduce infectious virus on surfaces. So, if you're caring for somebody who has monkeypox, wash your hands, clean the surfaces, wash their towels and their clothes carefully, use gloves. Okay, get it. But there's no evidence necessarily that inanimate objects or surfaces can transmit it. So I got to say, this is going to be an issue. And one of the reasons it's such a big issue is because it affects a marginalized group, which is the gay and bisexual population. And it's kind of shades of HIV. There was a big uproar because it was felt that research on a cure for HIV, which ultimately we come up with, mostly good control measures, was politicized. And this, too, is politicized. And they got to show that they're paying attention to this for political reasons. But when it comes to the population at large, they have very, very little risk. The average person, this is not affecting. And it's not transmitted in a respiratory fashion like COVID, which is the good news. It requires close contact and frequent exposure. 877-726-8255, our number. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean. Not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Especially given money is tight these days, you should look to your mobile carrier for deals to ensure you're not spending more than you need to. I caught up with Ashley Collette, communications manager at Verizon, to hear about a free 5G phone offer, which you may have heard in the past for new customers, but Verizon is now extending this to existing customers as well.
At Verizon, we want to show the love for all our customers. So new or current, you trade in your phone, sign up for one of our amazing 5G unlimited plans, and you can get up to $800 to put towards a new 5G phone.
Ashley says you should also look for perks offered by your mobile carrier.
All of our 5G unlimited plans offer Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Hulu, Apple Arcade, Google Play Pass, Apple Music, across all of our plans. You might get that free for 6 months, might be for a year. I would encourage people to check out our website,
which is Verizon.com. That's Verizon.com.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger Challenger and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Do you eat a lot of ultra-processed foods? Well, they are increasingly larger and larger percentages of our diets. And according to a recent study, comfort food leads to more weight gain during stress. Duh! That's based on findings in the journal Cell Metabolism. I'm not sure why they had to do a sophisticated study, but what they found is that during periods of stress, animals that are subject to stress gravitate towards junk food, the animal equivalent of junk food, and gain more weight. So, yeah, stress is a reason that people gravitate towards junk. And there's a new study that suggests that dementia risk climbs with intake of ultra-processed foods. Now, this is interesting because we just, and I've written about this in a new article for our newsletter coming out next week, about the crash and burn of one of our popular theories about Alzheimer's. We're questing for a magic bullet drug that will, excuse me, that will reverse Alzheimer's disease. But the problem is that a lot of the research on which this is based turns out based on a fraudulent study in 2006. So they went down the rabbit hole on plaque-busting drugs that don't work based on a study that a whistleblower has now revealed was fraudulent. So diet and lifestyle are increasingly important as a way of preventing dementia. And this new study, big study, 72,000 people, dementia risk rose as consumption of ultra-processed foods increased. And what are they talking about here? Ultra-processed foods, which are high in added sugar, fat, and salt, and low in protein and fiber, include soft drinks, salty and sugary snacks, like, you know, we're talking chips, ice cream, hot dogs, deep-fried chicken, yogurt, which is, you know, healthy, plain yogurt, fine, but yogurt is often sweetened, canned baked beans and tomatoes, ketchup, mayonnaise, and packaged guacamole and hummus, all with additives. These foods contain food additives or molecules from packaging or produced during heating, all of which have been shown in other studies to have negative effects on thinking and memory skills. So what they found is that an increase of 10% in ultra-processed foods raised the risk of all-cause dementia by 25%. Vascular dementia, which is related to strokes and TIAs, by 28%, and Alzheimer's disease by 14%. And the good news is that replacing 20% of ultra-processed food with an equivalent proportion of unprocessed or minimally processed food led to a 34% lower risk of dementia and a 39% lower risk of vascular dementia. So that's quite fascinating, because what are we talking about here? We're talking about very expensive, potentially hazardous drugs. If a drug had this kind of track record, 20% reduction 34% lower risk of dementia, 39% lower risk of vascular dementia. That would be a blockbuster drug. But here we're talking about diet. And finally, fast food diet before pregnancy can impact breast milk and baby's health. So even if women don't gain a lot of weight, they did some research and they found that even a short-term high-fat, high-sugar diet impacted the survival of mice pups in the early period after birth when mom consumed a junk food diet or the rodent equivalent of a junk food diet. So ultra important for the offspring, for their survival, for their health and well-being, even a short bout of junk food intake. And think of, you know, a lot of impoverished individuals who buy cheap, poor quality food, fast food, the impact on their offspring. It's going to be really heavy toll. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at Senior.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. At least 28 people, including children, have died in Kentucky from historic flooding. The governor says, sadly, the death toll will go up. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Governor Andy Beshear says many are still missing.
We do know of additional bodies that have been recovered, but we cannot confirm those deaths at this time.
This as the same areas already devastated by floods prepare for more rain.
Make sure you stay safe. Make sure you have a place that is higher ground.
Hazard resident Eunice Howard saw the flood water rush into her home and just made it out before she got swept away with it.
Took about 5 minutes for that to happen, 5 to 6 minutes, and it was gone from the time I got out of the house.
She's one of the many left homeless by the floods. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, two people have died in the latest protest against the UN in Congo.
The latest clashes between protesters and Congolese security forces happened as hundreds of people gathered for the funeral wake of 9 civilians killed in violent protests in Butembo City. The coffins of the dead, some draped in the country's flag, had earlier been paraded through the streets as people chanted anti-UN slogans and songs. They vowed to continue with the protests that have been going on since early last week. But police intervened, dispersing the crowds and took possession of the coffins. This comes even as the UN peacekeeping chief is in the country to hold urgent talks with the government over the attacks that have so far left more than 20 people dead.
That's the BBC reporting. A Minnesota teenager dies, four others critically wounded after being stabbed while tubing down a Wisconsin river. The St. Croix County Sheriff says the victims and suspect, a 52-year-old man, were all in the Apple River when the attack happened Saturday afternoon. They're trying to figure out if the victims and suspect knew one another. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
First, they were in the air. Now, in the water.
U.S. Navy working to develop drone ships as it faces a growing threat from China. Navy envisions robotic vessels keeping an electronic eye on enemy forces all across the Pacific Ocean, extending the reach of firepower and keeping sailors out of harm's way. They also could be built for a fraction of the cost of the usual conventional warships. The four largest crewless ships are all being used together now for the first time during war games this summer in the Pacific. Smaller waterborne drones are being deployed by the Navy's Fifth Fleet in the Middle East. Jason Walker reporting.
A strike at Boeing scheduled to start Monday is delayed so that union members can vote on a new contract offer this week. The three factories involved in negotiations produce various military aircraft, including F-15s and F-18s. More at townhall.com. An execution in Alabama.
An Alabama inmate convicted of killing his former girlfriend decades ago has been executed despite pleas from the victim's family to spare his life. Joe Nathan James Jr. received a lethal injection at a South Alabama prison after the U.S. Supreme Court denied his request for a stay. The 50-year-old James was convicted and sentenced to death in the 1994 shooting death of Faith Hall in Birmingham. John Scott reporting.
Prosecutors in the penalty phase of the confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter's trial could wrap up the case this week. Jurors have heard testimony from a forensic pathologist who performed autopsies. They've heard from Broward Detention Deputy Damon Beltran, who was assaulted by Cruz in jail. And they also heard about the Google searches and the YouTube comments that Cruz posted about a year ahead of that attack. Get more on these stories at townhall.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin with the second half of an episode of the Harold Perry Show. And later, a true story from history is detailed on Elliot Lewis's quality program, Crime Classics. In 1950, Harold Perry opted to depart NBC and his long-running hit show, The Great Gildersleeve. The resulting new series was known as both The Harold Perry Show and Honest Harold, and it played on CBS for only a single season. When we last got together, we were halfway through an episode, so without further ado, let's get back to it.
And now back to The Harold Perry Show. We're back in Honest Harold's hometown, Melrose Springs. It's the next day, and we find ourselves at the radio station. Little Billy, the Mighty Mite, has just stepped out of the elevator with a very large bag of mail and is making his way to the reception desk.
Hiya, beautiful. Well, here I am with the mail. Say, could I talk to you in playing a little post office?
Billy, how can you make jokes at a time like this?
Well, it is a little early, Gloria.
No, I mean, hasn't Harold told you?
Something I should know?
Well, I guess he didn't want to worry you. But he isn't the homemaker here anymore.
What?
He's been replaced with an organ recital.
Hey, I gotta see him. Where did he go?
Home to Mother, I guess. Oh, ho.
Now, girl, stop worrying. Everything happens for the best.
Yes, Mother. By the way, it's nice having lunch at home like this again for a change.
Don't you want a little dessert, Harold?
I think I've had enough lunch, Mother. I'm trying to keep my weight down, you know.
Oh, you're not too fat?
Oh, yes, I am. The last time I took a train trip and got into an upper, it immediately became a lower.
Oh, you're just healthy looking. But you won't be if you don't stop worrying and eat more.
Well, you can save my dessert for little Billy.
There you go. Always thinking about other people. Now, take me, for instance.
You?
Yes. I hold you back. A nice boy like you should be married and have a home of his own. A man deserves those things when he's touching 40.
I'm not touching 40, Mother. I'm beating the living daylights out of it. Besides, I couldn't do without you. Well, I'm off.
Where? You haven't a program anymore.
I found a program, Mother. I'm going down to the Hoover School. If the city won't hire extra policemen, I'll direct traffic there.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, my boy. Oh, but here, if you're going to school, I'd better wrap up your dessert.
Oh, but Mother...
Now, Harold, remember how hungry you always got when you went to school? Here's your pie.
Pie?
Yes, lemon chiffon.
But Mother, remember my diet.
Lemon is on your diet.
Yeah, there. Theirs is not to make reply. Theirs is not to reason why. Theirs but to do and die. I guess I'll take the piece of pie. Oh, dear, what am I going to do with this piece of pie? Can't hold it in my hand while I'm directing traffic. Oh, well, I'll eat it. Mmm, wonderful. Good crust. Mmm, dear old Mother. She really thinks I ought to get married. Married to Evie. That'd be wonderful. Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to that moon? Evelina, can't you hear that little old bobolink's tune? Evelina, she's so pretty. She can't cook as well as Mother, but that's good. I can stay on my diet. What about Mother and little Billy? Maybe Billy could be our babysitter. Babies. Yeah. I don't want a large family. Five would be enough. Oh, but here I am dreaming again. Haven't even got a job. Probably have to leave Melrose Springs. Maybe I could get a job in television. I could be a test pattern. Evie would probably marry Stanley Peabody then. Well, he's going to be mayor. She'd like that. Mrs. Mayor Peabody. Oh, brother.
Hey, help!
Oh, little Billy. I want to see him now. I'll walk fast and lose that little jockey.
Hey, where are you off and running?
Oh, hello, little Billy.
What's this I hear about you being scratched?
Yeah, scratched?
Declared, fired.
Billy, must you always use that racetrack lingo? You've got everybody in this town doing it.
Sure. I'm getting to be a favorite here.
There you go again.
Hey, do you want me to take care of this Peabody?
Huh?
Why, I'll put a burr under his saddle and I'll ride him into the rail.
Now, Billy, you promised me when you came to live with us here in Melrose Springs that you wouldn't get in any trouble.
But you got a lot of good races left in you. I ain't letting them send you to the glue factory.
Glue? Now, Billy?
Come on. We'll fight karate. Brothers and Peabody, you and me, will pool our forces.
Excuse me, Billy, but that's no pool. That's a bird bath. Besides, Billy, I don't want to fight anybody. They did turn down my school plan, but I still think I was right. So I'm going to the Hoover School myself.
You mean you're going to direct traffic?
Sure, somebody's got to help those children across the street.
Well, Peabody may think he's running you out of the money, but his nose ain't crossed the wire yet. Huh? See you later.
Billy, what are you up to?
Me, nothing. Excuse me, I got to see a horse doctor about a stubborn mule.
Horse doctor about a mule? Oh, well, that sounds logical.
Dr. Yancey speaking. It's your nickel. Start talking. But I'm in consultation with the patient.
A patient?
Yeah, I'm clipping a sheep.
That sheep can wait. The one I want to see you about has been clipped, but good.
Hmm. Well, okay, I'll be there in a minute. Things are never the same again after you have a phone put in. I'll shear you later.
You're listening to The Harold Perry Show on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
Well, I know my... Now, you stick to that attitude, and it won't be long. Hey, who's that up starting that station wagon?
Looks like Mrs. Carruthers' car.
Yeah, she's traveling pretty fast.
Yeah, too fast. Say, look at that child in that cowboy suit. Where did he come from?
Say, he's going to run across the street.
He can't see on account of that big hat he's wearing. Little boy, don't run out there on the street.
Oop, he stumbled and fell.
Stop, stop that car.
Harold, don't jump in front of that car.
Stop! Oh, brother, that was close.
Is that you, Mr. Harris?
Yes, Mrs. Carruthers.
Is the child all right?
Yeah, he's okay. Look at him streak through those bushes.
What are you doing standing out there in the middle of the street, Hemp?
What does it look like, Stanley? I've been directing traffic.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
Oh, Mr. Hemp, how can I ever thank you? You kept me from hitting that youngster.
Yeah, well, that's why I was here.
This is a dangerous spot. There should be policemen on these corners to act as crossing guards.
You're so right, Mrs. Carruthers.
Something should be done immediately. Mr. Hemp, why don't you campaign for it on your wonderful radio program?
Well, I don't have a radio program anymore.
What?
Stanley fired me.
What's this, Stanley?
Now, Andy, I just take orders from Mr. Carruthers.
Well, Mr. Carruthers takes orders from me.
I bet he does it that.
Mr. Hemp, you've been rehired.
I have?
Yes, but it may not be for long.
Well, that's... It won't?
For a long time now, we've needed an honest man in Melrose Springs. One who is interested in our city and our children. When the women voters of Melrose Springs meet tomorrow, I'm going to submit your name for mayor.
Me? Mayor?
Sinatra here is your boy, ma'am.
Look, Andy, I thought you were going to support me.
We support you anyway.
That's a corker.
Doc, but Mrs. Carruthers, do you think I'm really qualified? I don't think I want to be mayor.
Now, don't argue with me, young man. You're as good as elected. Stanley, close your mouth and let's go home. Goodbye, honest Harold.
Hey, goodbye, Mrs. Carruthers. Well, isn't she sweet?
Yeah, well, that turned out slick, didn't it?
Doc, it couldn't have been planned better.
Yep. What'd you say?
You can tell little Billy to come out from behind those bushes now.
Shucks.
You know, I was the kid.
Yeah, we thought that little hop-along Cassidy suit was a perfect disguise.
Well, I've been thinking. Nobody but a jockey could take a fall like that, roll over, and come up on his feet running. I ought to be real upset with both of you. But that wasn't honest, fellas.
No, that was politics. Yeah. And with us behind you, you'll be mayor before you know it.
Mayor, eh? Well, good night, voters. Yeah.
You've just heard the Harold Perry Show, Honest Harold. The supporting players included Jerry Maron, Ken Peters, Dora Singleton, Catherine Card, and Lois Corbett. And featured Gloria Holliday as Gloria and Joseph Kearns as old Doc Yak Yak. Norman McDonald directed, and the music was composed and conducted by Jack Meekin. William Danch contributed additional dialogue to Mr. Perry's original script.
That indeed the Harold Perry Show, also known as Honest Harold, It debuted after the star opted to leave the role of the great Gildersleeve and shift from NBC to CBS. While his new show only aired for the 1950-51 radio season, his old one continued for a number of years, now with Perry sound-alike Willard Waterman as the title character. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, it's Crime Classics, right after this break.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Steely, seasoned, smart alecky. The storied San Francisco snooper is back. Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many suspects, too many motives, and too many clues from the very beginning. I've been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning up no suspects, no clues, and the most shameful thing of all, I have lost the body of the victim.
As crass as he is charismatic, this dynamic detective attracts a curious clientele. There are gentlemen who tend to drop dead.
He was hugging the carpet between the front and rear seats, and when I nudged him, he didn't move. He'd been shot at closer range than Gordon Martini, and the killer had used only one slug. It was planted in the base of his brain.
And there are ladies who are drop-dead gorgeous.
The only thing wrong with Sugar Cane's dance was her dancing, but the customers didn't seem to mind, and I didn't either. It was a pleasure to size her up carefully, as I would have felt obliged to do anyway in my professional capacity.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade Lawless is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to radiospirit.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77 to save yourself some money.
Money's not what I really want.
What do you want?
Someone I can trust.
Me too, Sugar.
Oh, Sam, you're what I want. Say you want me too. Please say it.
We will say that this offer ends soon. So order The Adventures of Sam Spade Lawless today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
Great memories on the cold front hunt. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
A crisp Eastern Shore Maryland morning greets the sunrise on this last regular waterfowl hunting day of the year. This stretch of the Atlantic Flyway has some of the best waterfowl hunting in the world, but it's not just the hunting that creates memories. This year, Maryland's Natural Resources has added a veteran hunt to this as well. So now, not only can those 16 and under enjoy this beauty, active members of the armed forces, including active National Guard and Reserves, may go hunting as well. Philip Clark is a veteran and has helped with excursions for veterans before. He says to see the happiness it brings to guys like that, it's an experience I'll never forget.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Elliot Lewis is one of radio's most prolific fellows. As an actor, he starred in dramas, The Casebook of Gregory Hood, Voyage of the Scarlet Queen, Hawk Larrabee, and others. But he also did plenty of comedy, led by his role of pal Frankie Remley on the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. Lewis was also a top producer, director, and series creator. And here's one of those. This originally played on February 3rd of 1954.
Good evening. This is Crime Classics. I am Thomas Highland. With another true story of crime. Listen. The lady's name is Maria, and she's just come home from a party, dressed to kill. She's come home to discover a robber, the famous John Shepherd, who removes Maria's lavalier, gently, her earrings, slowly, and her rings. She was face to face with John Shepherd, and for the rest of her life, she'd have something to talk about. Tonight, my report to you on the incredible history of John Shepherd.
Crime Classics, a series of true crime stories taken from the records and newspapers of every land, from every time. Your host each week, Mr. Thomas Highland, connoisseur of crime, student of violence, and teller of murders. Now once again, Mr. Thomas Highland.
The English king who was on the throne in 1722 was remarkable in that he could speak no English. Not that he was an idiot. He was a German, and he could speak German very well. As a matter of fact, he'd brought two young and ravishing ladies from Germany with him so that he could have someone to talk with, lonely monarch that he was. His name was George Louis, and his reign was stormy with that trouble with the Jacobites. This unpleasantness, you will recall, was settled by the Duke of Argyle, a soldier and dandy, husband to Anne the Knitter. And into these times strode John Shepherd. Well, he didn't stride exactly. He usually sneaked in through the back window, so as to rob. And one night in April, he got caught.
Light the paper in the candlestick, Maria, and we'll see who we have here. And you, sir, don't move, or surely this blunderbuss I'm holding will...
I shall not move.
Husband?
Hold the candlestick up to him, and we'll see.
Oh! Ooh.
Who you have here, madam, is John Shepherd.
John Shepherd be you. Well now, sir, you're caught. No more sneaking in and robbing for you, sir. And no more wives of respectable husbands will you make play with.
John Shepherd.
Come away from him, Marie.
He's only a boy.
Marie.
Downy cheek youth.
Come to rob.
No.
Huh.
I shall tell you why I've come here.
Do.
I had heard it spoken about, madam, of you.
Of me.
Maria, come away. Stand aside.
Gently, gently, husband. And you were saying what, John?
And I sought you out. Unbeknownst to you, I have sought you out and have followed you. Once, in a crowded place, I touched, gently, like this.
And this thrilled you, for you've come here to rob us out of house and home.
No, to find milady's boudoir.
Now you can talk as much as you wish, youth. For as soon as you are done with the talk, this trigger gets pulled. And from Cheapside to the Thames, London husbands all about will raise a hurrah in my name.
Boudoir, John.
To drown myself in the scent of yourself you have left behind.
Husband?
Yes?
Come over here a moment. Look at the candlestick, husband.
What of it?
Now, you were saying, John?
Beautiful. Gossamer hair. And lips of coral buds.
Lips.
But soft as soft can ever be.
If you're to go, go quickly.
And the jewels sparkle at your throat. And when you move your hand, it makes a pattern of glitter on the gentle air.
Take them.
Yes. What?
Lady Wedline says, about you, she says.
Did she? Now.
Yes.
On this night, he was barely 20. His father died from drink when he was 3, and he was left orphaned when his mother died a year later. When he was 10, his aunt hired him out to a cane chair maker, but the trade bored him and he ran away. Alone in London, he began to pursue the libertine life and was soon adept at picking pockets, mugging, breaking into houses, bribing policemen, and joshing the ladies. He was a handsome boy and even at 16 was caught up in a scandal involving Madam Scott's school, causing it to lose its charter for 3 decades. And once, at 19, according to a footnote, his activities all but caused Admiral Brisbane to bring the fleet in from Skagerrak to scotch a rumor. Romantic, dashing and bold. But he had his home life, too.
Gallionate, billaging.
Now, Beth.
Pretty boy, where have you been, pretty boy?
You know well.
Would I mouth the question if I knew it well? Where have you been?
About?
Stealing.
Well, of course, stealing.
Then show me. Show me why I've been waiting to the wee hours.
Nothing to show you, Beth.
Oh?
On coming home to you, I met a man.
And he said, what you got to sell, John boy? What you got to sell? Oh?
Just some baubles.
And he cheated you for what they were worth, and you gambled, and now you got nothing.
I saved you something, dear Beth.
What?
Here's a bauble for you.
A piece of glass. You bought at a store for half a night.
Here, let me put it to your lowly throat.
No.
Beth, pretty, pretty kin.
nothing to tell you, John, because I've sworn it to me. Beth Lye and I swore to me. Any more talking amongst the maids in the market I hear, any more soft laughing I hear in John Shepherd's name with it to the police, I'll go to. I swore it, because I'm tired of waiting into the wee hours for you and you coming home tired and cheated, gambled out. Now I want none of you no more, John.
You come to me and you'll change your mind, Beth Lyon.
All right. We'll see. Now what, John Shepherd?
Soft touches your hair against my cheek. And a sparkle go.
Get out of here.
Beth.
What?
You said a thing about the police.
Get out of here.
The cell's not especially clean, John Luddy. That's never been broke out of. A bite of you. Wife. Woman. There's a new one in the little cell. Spoon a pot of gruel and take it into him. And not so generous, neither. There's only a mite to feed them each day, and most of them will hang anyhow. So why fat the likes of them? That's enough. Now that's enough. You take it, Jane.
Hello? Oh. Hello. What dream is this? What angel is this that brings me sustenance? Here, I'll take it from your softling hands. Why stare at me with soft doe eyes? I'm but John Shepherd. And why widen go your eyes? You cannot know me, for I am nothing. And this is a dream anyhow, and does not happen in reality. And how am I sure of it? For no cheek was so rosy and warm beneath my lips. And if those dainty hands were to hold a key now. Yes, just so. Oh, dream, wake me not. But let the loving fingers turn key in lock. While lip presses lip. Madam, no, speak not. But walk with me and show which way. How do I get to the street, madam?
Without even paying a fine. As a matter of fact, there is on permanent exhibition at Scotland Yard a locket which the warden's wife gave to John Shepherd as a memento of their walk from cell to street. A simple, small locket with a simple, small diamond in the center of it. It is said that John Shepherd cherished the locket for a week before he sold it to a pawnbroker. And so he was on the loose again, stealing, robbing, chucking chins, steering clear of Beth Lyon and the police, gambling, and doing all the things which made him a legend. And one day, it was a summer's day, and he was strolling in the fabulous Chesney Lane and eyeing the nice things behind the shop windows. And he stopped for a moment and considered a diamond brooch and wondered where the closest rock was when...
Don't do it, John. Don't do it, lad.
Huh?
Oh, you know what you're thinking, John. How to get a rock? Your hand to smash a window, to steal what you see there.
Why you got your hand on my shoulder?
Because I'm of the law, John, lad.
And I'm arrested, then?
You be John Shepherd, ain't you?
Am I arrested, then?
He was told to look out for you, especially here in Chesney Lane. don't you run, John, lad.
Then what you want from me?
I've heard you're a sly one, and a nervy one, too.
Yeah, there's a thing on your mind you're not saying.
Aye.
Which is what?
It's my duty to walk up and down Chisney Lane and to keep the law and to take note of things.
And you've noted
down
what?
There, across the street, two blocks down, at the corner.
The Greystone House?
Aye.
The house of Lord Cortliffe and his lady?
Aye.
What of it?
It's empty. Of the lord and the lady, that is.
The servants?
Gone. All of them gone to watering. In Brighton.
Dee-dee now.
Dee-dee. As I am the lord, Dee-dee. As my name is Cooper, Dee-dee.
Let us walk.
Ah, Dee-dee.
Later that day, an advertisement was inserted in the London Times that the furniture and belongings of Lord and Lady Cortliffe were on sale on the premises, in their natural surroundings. The house was thrown open to the public, and it was a marvelous sale. The floorwalker's name was John Shepherd. He also took the money.
After we take a brief intermission, we'll be back with more Crime Classics on When Radio Was.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Especially given money is tight these days, you should look to your mobile carrier for deals to ensure you're not spending more than you need to. I caught up with Ashley Collette, communications manager at Verizon, to hear about a free 5G phone offer, which you may have heard in the past for new customers, but Verizon is now extending this to existing customers as well.
At Verizon, we want to show the love for all our customers. So new or current, you trade in your phone, sign up for one of our amazing 5G unlimited plans, and you can get up to $800 to put towards a new 5G phone.
Ashley says you should also look for perks offered by your mobile carrier.
All of our 5G unlimited plans offer Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Hulu, Apple Arcade, Google Play Pass, Apple Music, across all of our plans. You might get that free for 6 months, might be for a year. I would encourage people to check out our website,
which is Verizon.com. That's Verizon.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship. And here is Michelle Seiler-Tucker, author of Exit Rich.
So business owners really have to start thinking and planning their exit from day one of starting or buying their business. And most business owners never plan for the exit. So they wake up one day and say, boom, I got to sell my business. And Michelle, by the way, I think my business is worth $20 million. And then you know, which is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, is maybe $100,000. Business owners don't base the value on what the business is actually worth. They base it on what they need to retire on. Buyers don't care about what you need. They care about what the value of your business is.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
And now, let's resume our story of Crime Classics on When Radio Was.
I would like to speak to you briefly about Newgate Prison.
a Newgate prison because, as you must know, John Shepherd must eventually come here, since, as all of us know too, Lex Omnia Vincit. Well, a Newgate prison was built in the 12th century and was originally the gatehouse to the west side of London. As a gatehouse, many gay times were had here, travelers being what they are. But in the 15th century, iron bars were imported from Sheffield, and as a prison, Newgate came into its own. The Great Fire of 1666 destroyed it, but from the ashes rose a dungeon even more formidable than its predecessor. In 1723, the year which concerns us here, Newgate was a place of dampness and stone and iron, with a special section for shackle and rack. You might be interested in knowing that the most popular method of execution in this era was pressing a fellow to death. More later. In the meanwhile, back to Chesney Lane and the house of Lord and Lady Courtliff, toward the end of a highly successful sale in which the Greystone house was being stripped to its stone.
I beg your pardon.
Yes?
Are the tapestries for sale, too?
Oh, yes.
And at what price?
Which tapestry did you have in mind?
Well, let me see. This one.
Ah, excellent choice.
I like unicorns.
£10.
You'll give me a bill of sale?
Why should I?
To prove that I have come by this honestly. After all...
After all what?
This is a famous tapestry.
Didi.
The Farandole of the Unicorns.
Oh, Didi.
Lord Courtliff's favorite.
I know, he told me.
As he told me.
A good friend of his?
He had many friends. In the police.
And... You're...
Captain Cleaver.
I'm...
John Shepherd. Only John Shepherd would have the imagination, the audacity to open up a stranger's house and sell all the stranger's belongings.
Captain.
Yes, lad.
There's an arrangement I have with an Officer Cooper of the police.
Pity.
Why pity?
Now, Officer Cooper will be hung, too.
Oh. Then...
Of it, there's no doubt. You're an...
Wait.
What?
The proceeds from the sale of the furnishings on the second floor...
What of them, lad?
Yours.
My name is not Cooper. Come along, lad, John, lad. You're under arrest. I'll test that stonemason. Right. Good. You're a staple to the stone floor, right enough, John, lad. Now, let's get out of here. Now, stonemason, for an extra safety, a yew spike about his neck onto the floor. Now, let me see. A couple more hits, stonemason. A couple more, my man. The only time you'll be leaving Newgate, lad, John, lad, is when they trundle your body out. And we'll take another extra safety. Hand me those chains, Stainmason. Wrap them round you, lad, John, lad. Goodbye, lad. Come, Stainmason.
Have here a newspaper of the time from which I'd like to read a paragraph or two. John Shepherd, alone in the stone room of Newgate Prison, espied a crooked nail. With this device, he unburdened himself of his chains. Some have said that John Shepherd enlisted outside aid in loosening himself from the stapling, but John Shepherd has claimed that this is not so. But it remains true that unstapled he became. Whereupon he removed two stones from the wall of the room, which gave him access to a passageway between the walls. Thus, he climbed to the Red Room, so-called for obvious and horrible reasons. He threw down the door of this unspeakable closet, and thence came to the chapel. Removing a spike from the door of the chapel, he experienced small difficulty in opening four other doors, which led him to the roof.
It was a rainy night, and he almost, in traversing this place, slipped to his doom. However, he jumped across a narrow alleyway onto the roof of a Mr. Pinchley who lived next door and opened a window casement of this house.
Don't be frightened.
Where did you come from?
From out there, from the rain.
Oh.
You have no need to be frightened.
Well, who are you?
John Shepherd.
True.
Such is my misfortune.
Misfortune?
Yes.
How?
I say my name and I'm shunned by all.
My father...
Don't scream for him. Just let me walk through that door and out of here.
My father...
I know, a wrathful man.
My father's in the country.
I know, in the next room.
In the country.
What?
In the country. I've been trying to tell you.
Oh. What wicked man is he to leave you here all alone? To leave you at the mercy of whoever comes across your roof... And into your window.
Well, he needed to go. A matter of his health.
What is your name?
Angela.
I knew it. And I dared not speak it. Angela. Of angels.
Oh, John.
Yes?
Your clothes. They're wet and you...
Oh, cold. Shivery.
In the next room, there's a fire.
Take me to it.
Oh, take my hand, John.
Of angels. Take me to it.
And in no time at all, John Shepherd had the run of the house. He particularly liked the library and would spend hours here. He liked to read to Angela. And as your almanac will show you, this was a very rainy summer, so he read to her a lot. And in spite of the inclement weather, it was truly an idyllic summer for these two young people.
I love you, Angela.
Oh, and I love you, John. John. Oh, John. John.
And small lovers spat.
I hate you.
Hate me, do you? Well, I despise you.
Parting. Greetings.
John, come back.
And John would read to her again. And sometimes, next door, there would be an execution. And they would watch. And every week, Angela wrote to her daddy.
Dear Papa, it rains here. Most every day it rains. And there is chill in the air. I thank the stars each night that you're in the country and getting your strength back again. Stay as long as you want, and I will come down and visit you at Christmas time. As you have told me to, I improve myself in the library, reading and doing sums and musing. Tonight there is a thunder shower. How fortunate are you that you are not here. John, I'm writing to my father.
Hurry, then.
Your loving daughter, Angela.
In the autumn, the weather got better. And one morning in early October, right outside Angela's house, when John was returning from the greengrocer's, a voice from out of the past all but dropped John like a cold steer.
John! John! Well, John Shepherd. Hello, John.
Hello, Beth.
Ain't they hanged you yet, John? Oppressed you?
Yeah, I'm a hurry, Beth.
Be you now. Please!
Yes, hush.
Now, why should I, John?
Because, we're old friends, Beth.
Be we now. John?
Yes?
Were the police to find you, my lad, what happened to you?
Well,
They'd hang you, wouldn't they? A pressure thinner than a comedy cake.
But you won't call them, now, would you?
I might.
Unless what?
Like it was in the old times. Like it was before...
John!
Well, now.
You have the parsnips from the greengrocer's?
You have the parsnips from the greengrocer's? Well, now.
Who's this woman, John?
It's my
Forgot my name, John. I'm Beth Lyne, and who be you, little doc?
Come into the house, John.
Come into the house, John. Pretty as you please. Well, John ain't coming into your house no more. Oh, yeah, John.
Angela.
Yes, John?
Angela.
Now, you listen to me. You listen to me, John.
I know where you came from that night. That first night when you came in from the roof, out of the rain. You came from next door, from Newgate Prison.
Yeah, Angela. Oh.
And if you don't come into the house this moment, I'll yell for the police.
And he comes with me, Royal.
John? Police!
And when John moved toward Angela, you guessed it.
Police!
Well, as you can imagine, that brought the police. And John was arrested again and got his old room back again. He was stapled again and chained again. And the guard was placed on 24-hour vigil.
My God. God. Yeah. How would you like to...
And so he was brought to trial and found guilty of robbery and footpadism, and, as was the law of the time, sentenced to execution. Since this was the very autumn when pressing to death went out of fashion, John Shepherd was hanged. This last event took place on the 16th of November, 1724, in front of a mob made up chiefly of protesting but fascinated women. An estimated 200,000 in the audience. There were on record certain excerpts, statements from certain women who had known him.
He's so young and gentle. They need not hang him. Poor lad, it'll be a terrible loss.
London will seem different without the like Sir John Shepherd. There'll be no one to love for no more.
Each time it rains, I'll keep looking at the window and remembering. Oh, sweet apparition, and he'll no longer appear. Sweet John Shepherd. Cruel John Shepherd. I scarce know whether I love you or hate you the more.
Scarce knew whether she loved or hated him the more, which was about the consensus, from a goodly sampling. And just think, only 23 years old.
John Shepherd, tonight's crime classic, was adapted from the original court reports and newspaper accounts by Morton Fine and David Friedkin. Music was adapted from themes of the period and conducted by Bernard Herrmann. And the program is produced and directed by Elliot Lewis. Thomas Highland is portrayed on radio by Lou Merrill. In tonight's story, Alastair Duncan was heard as John Shepherd. Featured in the cast were Betty Harford, Ellen Morgan, D.J. Thompson, Ben Wright, Richard Peel, and Jerry Desmond. Bob Lamon speaking. Lionel Barrymore's Radio Hall of Fame is great Sunday night drama on the CBS Radio Network.
From February 3rd, 1954, I'm Greg Bell, and Crime Classics creator Elliot Lewis had a different CBS program, one that took place in England and starred Ben Wright as a police officer named Peter Black. Can you name it? I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Music
CafeRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me?
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Use promo code CAFE33 to save on shipping. Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code CAFE33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What are you talking about, you silly girl?
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
No help needed to prove that the Radio Spirits app offers you free streams every day. Go to RadioSpiritsApp.com to download it now and never miss a When Radio Was episode again. Plus, stream the most recent shows for free.
That's right. That's just what I'm doing. Ought to be a pretty easy target, Cash. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Don't wait. Listen to your favorite classic radio shows with a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play when you want. Check out the Radio Spirits app and download a free trial at RadioSpiritsApp.com now.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about a CBS dramatic program, produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, and starring Ben Wright as a British police officer named Peter Black. The name of that series is Pursuit. And in addition to Ben Wright, others to voice the Scotland Yard Inspector Black included Ted DeCorsia and John Daner. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.